That was Steve White, the chair of the Police Federation. Actually, it was a different clip I was hoping to hear, was when we asked him what he thought about, we were talking to him about domestic violence, but we touched on the issue of a weekend-only jail, which is one of the propositions that's come up in the Queen's speech. He said, it sounds like a stupid idea to me. Interesting. Talking of stupid ideas to me, John Holmes has been given a radio show.
That is, I mean, what sort of idiot? Whoever thought of that needs to be in jail.
What sort of madness is that? You're looking a little bit bleary-eyed. Now, you were hosting an award ceremony
last
night.
I was, yes.
I heard from someone who was there,
yep,
that you may have added an extra barrel into my name.
An extra what?
An extra, not just double barrel, I was a triple barrel name.
I did do that.
No, you were have spies
you
everywhere.
You were my only swear. For which you should be proud.
I'm very proud.
Good.
Indeed.
You know, it was a joke. I'll tell you what it was. It was...
No, don't say it. I know what you said. Don't say it on air. For
I'm not going to say
we'll both
swear
be taken
air.
Off air.
But no, I did point out to the room of over 1,000 people or something that it was nice to be there because now I'm on talk radio. I'd forgotten what an audience is like. So that went up. That went well.
No, but the thing is, we have a fantastic audience here at Talk Radio, but the thing is, you're just not getting that feedback.
There's only eight of them.
No, exactly. But they have the best eight in the world.
Absolutely.
No, but it's not getting that feedback of, like, if you're doing something live and you're used to being, live, comedian and having that feedback.
Yes, that's
away.
Right. Yeah.
All you've got is some people in the control room
staring,
laughing.
Staring blankly at me.
They have taken to doing that to me sometimes.
just staring.
Yeah, apart from yesterday when we were talking about the man cutting off his penis with garden shears.
Which made an entirely different
I have to say, I'm of the view that we should have that subject at 12:45 every day.
Yeah, well, sure, but if you know people, surely you know people that could do that kind of thing.
Do the actual cutting off?
To people.
Well, there's some people in the studio, obviously, I'd happily do that too. So tell us what's coming up on your show.
Oh, there's stuff.
You did that yesterday.
Oh, there's the same stuff. There's a homosexual pensioner, of course, whistling a tune. Identify it. That's the old gay whistle test, of course. He's back. Lovely Terry from Birmingham.
Is it the same?
Absolutely, yeah. He's very old. He's obviously retired. He spends his time in the library. He spends his time doing art.
I hope he's not whistling in the library. You get told off for that.
God, no, wait till he gets home for that. And I don't think he does gay things in the library either. I think he waits till he gets home for that as well.
Talk us through gay things in the library. What gay things do people do in libraries out of interest?
Whistling? Use photocopy bottoms on the photocopier? That kind of thing.
I think straight people do that as well.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, yes, Gary, yes. We'll get a whistle test.
That's happening. There's, we go out on the street to find out what the people think again today. Do they think fish or books? And
I'm going to go fish.
Well, that's interesting because I go books. And what else is happening?
No future for us. What can I say?
Oh, by the way, speaking of the awards last night and the future, Patsy Kensit.
Oh yeah,
right, was presenting an award. Yeah, right, and I insulted her, obviously.
And
then she called me cute and kissed me almost snog, full on the mouth.
Ooh,
Patsy,
hello.
Patsy,
maybe someone given her
Kensit.
Maybe there was a bet.
Maybe.
I got to meet Steve Backshall this morning, who was on Paul Ross's show.
From The Wildlife.
Yeah, The Wildlife. He's from many different shows. Yeah. He's The Deadly 60. If you've got kids, come on. The Deadly 60. Awesome. And Fierce. He's a primetime show on ITV right now. He's just told me about his tour. I'm going to go. As soon as I finish here, I'm going to go and book tickets for his tour. He's going nationwide. Absolutely brilliant. He's so exciting. And he's got this massive big scar on his forehead. It's like, oh, how's she get that?
Is he like Harry Potter?
Alligator or, an attack from a lion or something. Like, no, he fell.
Just banged his head on
he
the cupboard.
Banged his head.
Yeah, they all say that.
Yeah, exactly. She could make something up about Komodo dragon.
Because you believe him. Wouldn't
you?
He could make anything up. Oh, he's a werewolf in Hull.
He's very, very manly. And it's quite interesting, actually, to see the reaction of the other men in the office. Everyone's sort of sitting a little bit taller, puffing out their chest. They're sort of, because he's very muscly. And
right.
I tweeted out that I met him with a picture. And I've had a lot of people tweeting about a lot of very, very jealous menopausal women. I've got to be honest with you. Very, very jealous. Yeah, so I think Steve Backshall and David Ginola stroking my arm.
Oh, yeah, you had that as well.
I think I'm winning. You got a snog.
I got
Patsy Kensit.
Patsy Kensit, though, isn't it? It's Patsy Kensit.
She's getting a bit ropey, isn't she?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's unsistently.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Ropey.
But I admit that when she did it, I closed my eyes and imagined her in Lethal Weapon 2.
It's 12:57 coming up in just a few minutes. Obviously, we have John Holmes talking about things he really shouldn't talk about in public, certainly not on air. I'm Julia Hartley-Britt. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll hopefully have sexually harassed another guest in the office by then. I like
can't
to make
that
it
in a radio station.
I like to make that, on a regular. I'm just a walking HR disaster. John Holmes coming up with you at 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello to you. It's about 1 o'clock, isn't it? So, you know what? Traditionally, I think Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Her Majesty set out key policies, a warning the Zika virus could spread to Europe, and find out where most lottery winners live.
Talk Radio.
Plans to reform prisons, tackle extremism and speeding up adoptions have all been set out in the Queen's speech. The government is also putting forward measures to offer more support for those in care and is allowing tuition fees to rise for the best performing universities. Her Majesty outlined another controversial idea, a proposal to replace the Human Rights Act.
Proposals will be brought forward for a British Bill of Rights. My ministers will uphold the sovereignty of Parliament and the primacy of the House of Commons.
The World Health Organization is warning the Zika virus, which causes birth defects in babies, is likely to spread to Mediterranean countries in Europe by this summer. The UK is deemed to be low risk. Dr. Colleen Costos from the organization says people shouldn't worry.
It's important to note that we have very strong capacity here in the European region to detect any kind of local transmission early and put in place those measures that are needed to respond quickly.
A court in Minnesota has authorised DNA sampling for people claiming to be Prince's children. A judge says they must submit documents backing up their relationship to the star and then agree to blood and genetic testing at their own expense. The singer died suddenly last month, leaving a multi-million dollar fortune and no clear heir. Almost 7 million people tuned into EastEnders to see Peggy Mitchell's death last night. The decision to show the ex-landlady killing herself after finding out she had terminal cancer's divided opinion, with the Samaritans praising the soap for showing the effects of suicide. But Dr. Peter Saunders from the campaign group Care Not Killing has told Talk Radio the soap's storyline wasn't accurate.
As a doctor, it always concerns me when I see the unreality of some depiction of illness on the media. And I think for vulnerable people who are worried about cancer, it carries the danger of intensifying concerns that they might have, which are not really realistic.
And the luckiest location for big wins on the National Lottery is apparently in Essex. Operator Camelot says the RM postcode area, which includes Romford, Dagenham and Hornchurch, has had more winners of prizes worth £50,000 or more than anywhere else in the country. The lottery's created 4,250 millionaires since it began in 1994.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying unsettled with outbreaks of showery rain. Thunder is likely in southern and central areas, but there will be some sunshine too. Highs of 16 degrees.
Nailed it. Who's going to do the sport now?
Moose.
Is it always Moose at 1 o'clock now? Is that what happens then?
Generally, yeah, because Ben can't be bothered.
Ben cannot be bothered.
Yeah.
Not Bothered Ben, we'll call him.
Yeah.
So why is Moose called Moose?
Well...
Is it the antlers?
Well, maybe.
Why though? Why is he called... His name's Ian. Why is he called Moose?
Moose!
Who knows?
Okay. What was that gesture you were doing
there? I didn't do anything.
You did. Don't you like Moose?
No, I really like Moose.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why you got your fingers crossed?
I don't. He calls me Queen Vic. I enjoy that.
Weirdo. You're a weirdo. Great comeback. Here's the sport with Moose.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams.
Moose!
John Terry has signed a new one-year contract at Chelsea. The skipper's existing deal was due to expire, and he'd announced earlier in the year he didn't think he'd be getting a new one. Terry says he's looking forward to working with new boss Antonio Conte. Liverpool can win their first trophy under Jurgen Klopp tonight. They take on Sevilla in the final of the Europa League. Liverpool's former Swiss defender Stefan Onsho believes tonight's game is a massive one for the club, because if they win it, they'll get in the Champions League.
You know, not only of winning the trophy, it's obviously massive, but qualifying for the Champions League next year, it could be so important, you know, on the transfer market this summer to attract top players.
Elsewhere, Romelu Lukaku will leave Everton this summer. That, according to his father,
why are you called Moose?
United, the preferred destinations. Cardiff have appointed head coach Paul Trollope as Russell Slade's successor. And AFC Wimbledon have a 1-0 lead to take to Accrington tonight in the second leg of their Sky Bet League 2 playoff semi-final. That's your sport.
Thanks.
Powered by TalkSport.
Powered by Moose. 4 minutes past one.
Talk Radio. Unloading 9 bags of shopping from the car in one trip? Surely not. You take a sip of Lucozade Energy and realize, I can do this. 9 is nothing. Load me up, you cry, striding up the garden path before unlocking the front door with your chin. Lucozade Energy. Find your flow.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. I like this.
I hate this show more than I hate genocide.
Oh, it's got
bonus ball.
Lethal Bizzle.
Came second on the X Factor. Used to be a bin man.
At Cambridge University. Paid intern Cornelius. As if you've ever been with a lady in their supergroup. Death by Jug of Soup. The phone number of a dead man. We put it into the file mark.
Cross-genre jungle remix.
Just a suggestion. Dinklage.
Low-grade James May.
Can win some meat. If it's good, the haters gonna hate. Topical Victorian humour. The Dwarf. They probably won't work. And Fester Skank.
And now I'm listening to Nicki Minaj.
Are you, or is anyone you know, absolutely execrable?
Daniel Johnson from The X Factor.
She's not at liberty to divulge that information.
Okay.
And you join us here at the state opening of the programme, as Black Rod there makes his way to the door. Black Rod! So, good afternoon then, and welcome. You join us, as I say, for the state opening of today's programme, and there you hear Black Rod knocking 3 times on the studio door to gain entry as we begin to mark the formal start of the afternoon here on Talk Radio. And of course, traditionally, it's where we outline the agenda for the coming session, including features, adverts, such as the one about where the trade go, and various radio tropes forming the main body of this afternoon's ceremonial event. Beginning, of course, and you can see it coming in now, the procession of the list of what's coming up, very much the government's plan for what will be happening this afternoon. First there, headline hijack, of course, looking resplendent at around 2 p.m. as a made-up news story finds its way into the bulletin, a long-held tradition which you are encouraged to join in with by supplying Her Majesty's News Queen Victoria with lying words which will come out of her mouth. The number, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, of course, you can use Her Majesty's Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And With permission, here comes the Lonely Lunch Club as we welcome another right honourable member into the chamber that is the Tupperware Hall of Despair in around half an hour's time. Allow us to be your virtual friend and colleague here at the state opening of the programme. If you're lunching alone, then do use those contact details aforementioned. Following that, there comes the full pomp of work experience punditry. Today, Ellie arrives bearing the traditional hipster nonsense, a preview of pretentious pop-up crap that you would do well to ignore. And, of course, the news in haikus. They're holding aloft the Japanese poetry, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, a tradition, of course, stretching all the way back to 8 weeks ago when we first came up with the idea. And, of course, the state opening of the programme always sets out what the people think. The people outside on the street, lining the streets for this occasion this afternoon. But what do they think? Do they think today, do they think fish or books? And I imagine that will be outlined as the afternoon progresses. And here comes another possible round of corporate guff speak. We might fit that in as Asprod Cass, the traditional northern goth, through the glass, her speech almost unintelligible, attempts to get a bit of annoying management speak into a meeting with the bosses and record it on her phone. And now Black Rod is holding the eargasm. Two opposing songs, not opinion songs, of course, mashed together in the tradition of Her Majesty's mashup. And there's the big debate there. Also looking resplendent after 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then bringing up the rear, as it were, a homosexual pensioner whistling a tune through his gay lips in the old gay whistle test. If you can identify the tune, that's what we ask of you between now and 4 o'clock. And to win Her Majesty's meat, there will be a game of Dead or Alive. And look now, coming into the room, Ginger Dave producing.
Hey, here.
The aforementioned Ass Podcast is through the glass.
Present.
Unintelligible. Chloe is attending the buttons this afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Queen of News Victoria is speaking the news from the Golden News Throne.
Yes, sir.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Save the BBC.
Is banging three times on the door to mark the state opening of the programme. But with his head. As hard as he can so we can hear it from over here. Oh. Oh. One more. Try and get your face on it. Oh. I am John Holmes. And I declare Her Majesty's Talk Radio in the afternoon show, 1 till 4... well and truly open. When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go for a ride. Then you get to the bottom, then you see me again. Do you know you want me to love you? Come on now, fast and right, you fuck you. 12 minutes. No, 13 minutes past 1 o'clock. The noise there of you two. That is Helter Skelter. And it's Talk Radio's Head of Music. That's the song I've chosen to play. But the question remains as to why I have chosen to play U2's Helter Skelter. And Ginger producer Dave.
John Holmes.
I imagine you're wondering why I'm playing U2's Helter Skelter.
Spent most of my morning wondering it, John.
Okay.
Up until the point where it started.
Well, I shall tell you why.
Why?
It's because of vegans.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes. Well, you see, U2, it was Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter, of course, the Beatles song,
yeah.
As covered by U2.
Yep.
The Beatles had Paul McCartney in it,
yep.
And he was married to Linda McCartney.
Off of sausages.
Yes, but here's the crucial thing. Vegetarian sausages.
Mm.
And vegetarians are a bit like vegans, aren't they?
Well, it's spelt the same.
Yeah, vegans are sort of the paramilitary wing of vegetarianism.
Mm.
And that leads me to today's big story.
Mm, thank goodness.
The number of vegans in Britain, this is the big story that everyone is talking about,
yeah.
Has risen by what percentage? What percentage has the number of vegans in Britain risen by in the last 10 years?
Oh.
2%.
2% more vegans,
yep.
In Britain. Cornelius.
Minus 8%.
You think there's fewer vegans?
Less.
I think it's risen by minus 8%.
Okay, fine. 360%.
What? Minus or plus?
And that doesn't make sense anyway, because percent means out of 100, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense.
So, because percent is 100, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, but when it's increasing, French, it means it's three times the amount and a bit more. As well.
So it's 360 hundreds?
Yeah.
So, anyway, the message is... it doesn't mean that.
Am I missing something? That's definitely a thing.
The vegans are coming.
They've taken Cornelius's brain.
It's like a photocopier, isn't it? When you go photocopy something 100%,
yeah.
And then you increase it to 200%, and you go, well, does that make sense? Because no. It's because percent is 100, mm. So why...
100% is the most you can have of anything.
Yeah.
100% is a whole.
Yeah. So well, you can you have more than a whole?
You have two holes.
Well, I know your mum does. You've
got two.
Go anyway,
on, talk about vegans.
The vegans. Is your mum a vegan?
No.
Does she eat meat?
Go away.
The vegans are coming. The number of vegans in Britain has risen by more than 360%. Doesn't make sense. Over the past decade, according to a new survey. And this is a worry, isn't it? Because I mean, I'm not even sure what a vegan is. Is it a vegan? Are they the ones that don't eat food at all, and they just lick food? Is that just to get nourishment? Is that vegan?
They just sleep all day, don't they?
Yeah.
They're always asleep.
But when they wake up, I think they just lick. I mean, they're mostly hibernate, yes, you're right. But I think when they do wake up, they just lick.
Lick and smell.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
To stay alive. They've got 8 stomachs, I think.
Yeah, it passes through. Because the smell gets more intense
when
it goes through the stomach.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it in a minute. But we need an expert. We need an expert on vegans. So Asprod Cass, who is... making a weird sound.
What is
that? That's her jaw moving up and down. That's her.
She in a rocking chair.
Yeah, that's her northern jaw. The sound it makes.
Need oiling, Cass.
Could you get me an expert on vegans? I'm thinking a butcher.
Yeah.
Great. So we'll talk to a vegan expert who is a butcher next. For the big story on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said. Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7pm Monday to Friday or 4pm at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the north of Reading, the A4 Bath Road in Berkshire through Littlewick Green is currently blocked by a tree which has fallen around the A30-32. The M1 North in Hertfordshire is struggling at 5 for Watford. Two lanes are out because of an accident. And further north, 15A up to 16 at Daventry is very heavy after earlier problems there. And if you're stuck on delays on the M5 in Worcestershire, it's because the southbound side at Junction 5 for Droitwich and Wychbold is currently blocked for the recovery of a vehicle which overturned. So all traffic being held there whilst it's dragged to the side. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio. Featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash. Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past one on the afternoon time, and just ahead of tackling the big story this afternoon. Some of your reactions have been coming in. You can get your reactions to us, as you know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have we got coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Office gossip says Gilo fancies Gabriella, and my mum says she's listening, kiss.
That's a genuine answer.
Yeah,
your
texted
mum has just
me.
Texted, because she's
I
listening.
I am listening, kiss.
Yeah. Well, she taught you how to kiss.
Yes,
so, no, she's bound to put a kiss, because...
To
remind you of...
Yeah, it's a handy guide if ever I forget.
Yeah. Did she write, kiss, brackets, with tongues at the bus stop, like I learned you when you went on that Tinder date, close brackets?
John, can you not read my text messages, please?
Sorry. Okay, so, well, it's we need to tackle this big story, don't we? Do this. The number of vegans in Britain has risen by 360%, doesn't make sense, in 10 years. That is the big story that everybody is talking about. There are celebrities, the vegans are coming, is the terrifying message here. There are celebrity vegans, Ellie Goulding is one, according to this, Jennifer Lopez. As far as I'm aware, vegans don't even eat food. We've established that they mostly sleep and they just smell food to stay alive. And on the phone now is a man Hello on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, is it Stan?
Stan Hems, King's Aid, Birmingham.
Nice
from Johnston's Butchers.
Butchers, excellent, that's the key. Nice to talk to you, Stan. So, listen, you must be terrified that the vegans are coming.
No, not at all.
No.
Most of them, we have them in the shop, they buy meat for the husbands.
Yes.
And I always say, unless I always make a point of saying, this meat isn't for me, it's for my husband.
Are all vegans female?
90% are, yes.
Right, that's a good...
And I always say to them, I tell you this, John, you like something funny, I say, I thought you looked pale, I say to them, and I say, do you think I do?
Well, this is the problem, this is the thing with them. I mean, you know, we look this up, and apparently vegans can eat food, they have 8 stomachs. Vegan, like a cow or producer Dave, and what they do is they can start off eating meat themselves,
mm-hmm.
but the stomachs, like those on a cow or a goat, sort of break the food down. So by the time it gets into the bottom stomach, it is just vegan material that gets there, and that's kind of what they digest. It's an evolution thing. Stan,
well,
don't
cattle eat grass and or meat. So if you eat meat that cattle have it, you're a vegan, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly
I'll
the point.
I'll tell you a funny story about a vegan.
Try.
I did a tour of Taste of Europe of Yorkshire for ITV, which was a programme. We started off in York, we finished at Castle Howard, and we were at Pickering and Whitby. And at Whitby. I shared a room with a vegan. There was a vegan, a vegetarian.
Christ.
There was a non-meater. There was a non-eater of anything, I should think. And there was a butcher.
Right.
And on the one night we were put up at the YMCA. It was just a tour taste of all the different foods you can buy in Europe.
Did you dress up like the village people?
No. Okay. Anyway, so we was there, and we hadn't had anything to eat all day. So, cut a long story short, I went and ordered some fish and chips, because don't forget YMCA. We'd missed the cooking. We were in there late filming, so. He said, oh, those fish and chips. He waited at the shop. So I bought 2 packs of fish and chips.
Right.
Now, he's a vegan. And I said to him, go on, you have a pack.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I'm a vegan. He said, all right, I'll have one, but don't tell anybody. So I had fish and chips and he had fish and chips.
Great. So is it... So they can't... They don't eat fish, obviously.
No.
Would they lick a fish?
I don't know.
Mm. I mean, this is what we're learning, Stat, right? Let me just give you some stats here, right?
Yeah.
And this is what vegans do. They do have animals, but they oppress them. They make them wear burkas. If you've ever seen a cow in a burka, that's the work of a vegan. In vegan countries, they will stone animals with grape pips, which is a vegan, and flog them with celery sticks. If a ruminant creature steals anything, they will amputate the hooves. They won't.
You must be making this up.
I'm not, I'm reading this to you. This is a fact. In some vegan countries, they will round up meat eaters and imprison them in jail. The jail's made of parsnips, and the reason they build the jails out of parsnips, as you'll know, Stan, is because no one likes parsnips, so they can be sure no one will eat their way out. And just
as bad as you are on Radio 4.
Just...
But you know why we've got a lot of vegans, don't you?
Why?
Because the numbers have gone up, because you've got a lot of immigrants coming in the country from vegan countries.
That's it. They're all vegans, aren't they? Exactly, yeah.
They're all vegans.
Yeah, exactly right. They come over here, not eating our meat, with their shoes made of kale, just marching into the country.
Oh, by the way, this guy had a leather pair of shoes on as well that I shared a room with.
I
said, why have you got leather? He said, well... they can't answer the questions, can they?
No, they can't answer the questions. You take a vegan, they just can't answer the questions. You're absolutely right.
You're right. They get so upset, and I don't know. I'm 74 years of age, still working.
Yeah.
Not a wrinkle on my face. All I ever say to myself, and I eat meat every day, love meat. We've got teeth that want us to eat meat, so why don't we eat meat? God gave us teeth to eat meat, right? So why don't we eat meat? They're just mad.
That's Stan there. Thanks, Stan. He's a butcher in Birmingham, concerned about the vegan countries. I mean, and rightly so. I mean, look at those facts again. In vegan countries, they oppress animals. They force them to wear burkas. They can own up to 4 or 5 animals, a vegan. Can actually marry 4 or 5 animals.
Really?
And they say owning. And they walk behind them, but they can't speak. And they're very, the animals in the vegan countries are very oppressed. They won't look at animals. They won't even listen to the animals. They don't like, you know, House of the Rising Sun or anything. they are trialling it, of course. And they mentioned the jails there, didn't I? Built out of parsnips. And this is because people don't like parsnips, so they are sure they won't eat their way out. And there is a line of sprouts as a second area of security. In Sweden, they're trialling it, by the way, as well. And well, they're building the jails out of Swedes.
Mm.
So, which are the bodies of dead Swedes. But they what reactions are coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Scooby-Doo Vegan says, well, they would have got away with it if it weren't for those pesky-tarians.
Yeah, and I've got one that says, what the hell was Stan on? And that's come in from everyone listening. still to come on the programme. Oh, by the way, you can react if you do have an opinion on the vegans.
Or Stan.
Then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word funny Stan. Vegan story.
I do like the idea, though, that Stan and his friend, and his other friend, and his other friend, in a YMCA, just dressed as the village people. But then what had happened is, the biker one, yeah, wouldn't be able to wear leather, would he? Cause,
no.
So it'd be like some sort of vegan village people tribute act. Anyway, we'll do Lonely Lunch Club in the next half an hour. It's just about 1:30. It's Talk Radio. Victoria definitely has the news.
Talk Radio.
New measures to protect children from extremism and restrict fanatics have been announced in the Queen's speech.
Legislation will be introduced to prevent radicalisation, tackle extremism in all its forms, and promote community integration.
The Counter-Extremism and Safeguarding Bill will include powers to intervene in unregulated schools which teach hate. Other measures outlined include what's described as the biggest reform of prisons since Victorian times and a shake-up of adoption rules. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus, which can cause birth defects in babies, is expected to spread to parts of Europe this summer. It says the majority of Mediterranean countries and islands have a moderate risk because they have a species of insect which carries the virus. A community leader in Nigeria says the first of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by the militant group Boko Haram 2 years ago has been found alive. More than 100 of the girls are still being held. There's going to be increased security at the Chelsea Flower Show after the terror attacks in Paris and Brussels. Organisers say there'll be more police officers and dogs will be patrolling next week's event, which is a favourite of the royal families, and there'll be an increased number of searches of visitors' bags. And Benidorm actor Tim Healy has been written out of the current series while he recovers from illness. The 64-year-old was flown home at the weekend after being admitted to hospital almost a month ago during filming in Spain. The weather's staying unsettled with outbreaks of showery rain. Thunder is likely in southern and central areas, but there'll be some sunshine too, highs of 16 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay.
Have you finished the news? I wasn't really listening.
Yes, I've done it.
Okay, great. You all right, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 1:30. It's 1:31. Next headline hijack. Of course, Victoria is here. Open your mouth.
No.
Well, you just did by saying no. Out of that mouth there will come a made-up news lie at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to supply it. You can get us that news lie. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit and only switch their radios on at 2 o'clock, having come back from lunch, and they will believe the news lie because it comes out of Victoria's ordinarily truthful face. 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's 1:32.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule. Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah. Now, here's a question, just before we get on to...
I love questions.
I know you do. I know you do, Cornelius. You love a question, don't you?
Yes, thank you.
There you go. Have you seen any of the news?
Oh, great question.
Not to you, to Dave.
Oh John. Yes. Well, you know...
Because you were out last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was saying, as you were chatting to Julie Hartley Brewer, we were out at a thing last night. I drank a little bit too much of the news.
Yes.
I got a bit of a news ache this morning.
Yeah, a news over.
Yeah, a bit of a news over.
Yeah. No, I think we all... I mean, I remained sober, I have to say, because I, of course, was working at said event.
Okay, yeah.
They needed someone to help out with the waiting on the tables, obviously. Actually, Cornelius did tell me last night, right, while we were there. So, anyway, it was the Commercial Radio Awards, and there's a dinner and then some awards, and I had to host said awards. Mm. To 1,000 disinterested people.
Oh, yeah.
And,
very disinterested, weren't they?
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Cornelius, as we were looking over the balcony, watching them have dinner, told me that he used to be a waiter at these kind of events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's the most horrid job in the world. It was horrible.
What, worse than working with Julia?
It was the second most... No, of course, yeah. It's just a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you just get bossed around, and then some people just sort of step up and start being your boss, even though they're just waiters as well. You're just served, like, no one cares who you are.
I felt really, you have
to wear these weird shirts.
Yeah. How many did you do?
Three. Yeah, and it just turned in. I mean, by the second one, it was just, how much can I drink of people's alcohol on this job?
So as you were serving people at an award ceremony,
not as
they've paid for this drink, you were just minesweeping it off the tables, going, oh, I'll just put your drink, I'll just put your food down here, and as they look at it, you swipe their wine glass away.
It wasn't off the tables, it'd be out the back, sort of, yeah.
I'm not interested in this story anymore. Anyway, the question was, have you seen any of the news?
Yeah, I told you, I got the news over.
Last night. Cornelius, did you see any of the news?
No.
Fine, but it's quite complicated, isn't it, the news?
Well, I didn't see any, because I just can't get my head around it, John.
Well, allow us to help you, for here is where we can explain the news to you, by breaking it down into its component and constituent parts, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. The news in haikus.
Peggy Mitchell appears in her last EastEnders. Get out of my soap.
The news in haikus. So, at 2 o'clock, as I explained moments ago, there will be Headline Hijack, a made-up news story nestling in the bosom of the news at 2 o'clock, and it will be spaked by Victoria, who ordinarily tells the truth, but not at 2 o'clock on a weekday, she doesn't, because a lie is within the news. Very much there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit, who might well be out to lunch and get back and put their radios on at 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack, and we'd like you to come up with that made-up news story, please. Fear but fabricate and fake in this direction. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And what have we got coming in here, then? This has come in from... Who is this from? Ian. Tyrak is to open the world's largest Thai shop in Eastern Asia. It will be the size of a small country and be called Thailand.
There it is. Oh, Ian.
I was reading about this, Ian, actually, because, you know, yesterday I think Thailand closed an island, didn't they, because of tourists are damaging one of their most beautiful islands, and this is in the news. They're closing it. That's what they're going to use.
That's going to be Thailand.
That's going to be Thailand. They're just going to just stock it with Thais, just get all the trees off, and just racks and racks of...
Like a Thai theme park, I imagine.
Thai theme park, like the Thai coasters, where they...
Thai flume.
Thai flume, yeah. That's how they say typhoon. What? In the theme park, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean anything else. Thanks, Ian. What have you got there, Cornelius?
What have I got?
Yeah.
I've got this one from Nigel, who says, the government have announced plans to allow civil partnerships for people in polyamorous relationships. People who are in a relationship that consists of
You managed to read the word, almost read the word, poly... What?
Polyamorous?
That, yeah. Polyamorous, but yeah.
Polyamorous, okay. I've never seen that word in my life.
Okay. But then, by the way, you tried to work with that one, but then couldn't read the word in.
But yeah, according to Nigel, people who are in a relationship that consists of more than two people will not legally allowed to be married, stop it, but can get the same benefits as a married couple.
I don't think you did it justice, if I'm honest.
Okay, that wasn't it.
ITV2 is launching a new TV series, which will see musical duos swap musical partners with each other. This is actually a really good idea, and will probably happen. this is from Shane. The first episode will focus on a special musical project, which will see pop duo Chaz and Dave, Cockney Chaz and Dave, teaming up with drum and bass duo Chase and Status. And they'll perform under the new alias, Chaz and Status.
I can't tell you how much I want to see that happen.
We could pitch this.
Yeah.
I mean, this could. That is an ITV show on a Saturday night. Wait, this could be the next big thing. We could be rich.
How good would an electro remix of Rabbit sound?
I mean, you could. This is not bad. As an idea.
Whose idea was it?
Well, it's mine now.
That's how this works, by the way, if you text us.
Yeah. Welcome to the media.
All intellectual property becomes ours immediately. It's I would say three-way split, but we'll just cut Cornelius out. So it's a two-way split between me and John. It should be presented by a duo that's mixed up as well. I can only think of Ant and Deck. What's another duo?
Hawksby and Jacobs.
Ant and Jacobs. That's who he'll present.
Can it be any duo, or does it have to be just music duo?
What, to present it or on the show?
No, on the show. I mean, you could, because you could start, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Penn and Teller or something?
Yeah.
Could do a thing.
Ant and Teller.
Ant and Teller.
Ant and Decker. As in Black and Decker.
Yeah.
Get Ant.
The founders of the company, Black and Decker.
Yeah, the managing director of Black and Decker performing Let's Get Ready to Rumble with Ant.
And drills.
While dressed as an ant.
This idea, if anything, it's too good for ITV2.
Yeah,
straight to ITV1.
Yeah.
I mean, you are right. You are gonna run out fairly fast unless you don't broaden it out to managing directors of companies with double barreled
Holland and Barrett. Holland and Deck.
No, I'll tell you who it's hosted by. Right? Freeman, Hardy and Willis. So it's Morgan Freeman. Tom Hardy and Bruce Willis.
Good.
Right. Just wearing shoes. Freeman. Just shoes. Freeman, Hardy and Willis. Hosting hosting the show on ITV.
Should we write a pitch down?
Yes, I think we just did.
Yeah.
Someone transcribe. Cass, do some work for once. Transcribe that. It's 20-2. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
it's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in Chip Shop-inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage. £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on 100mm Thermalite Shield blocks, just 87 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To the north of Reading, the A4 Bath Road in Berkshire through Littlewick Green is currently blocked by a tree which has fallen around the A30-32. The M1 North in Hertfordshire is struggling at 5 for Watford. Two lanes are out because of an accident. And further north, 15A up to 16 at Daventry is very heavy after earlier problems there. And if you're stuck on delays on the M5 in Worcestershire, it's because the southbound side at junction 5 for Droitwich and Wychbold is currently blocked for the recovery of a vehicle which overturned. So all traffic being held there whilst it's dragged to the side. I'm Gerina Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Well, he gave us moving pictures, he gave us the phonograph, and he also gave us the light bulb.
He made electric lights to read.
But 90 years ago, on May the 19th, one big fella, a genius, Thomas Alva Edison, spoke on the radio for the very first time. He won't be joining me on my next show. Who will be? Tune in to find out.
Edison came to stay.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Quarter minutes to 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions, of course, coming into the studio. Plenty of reactions. If you've got any kind of reaction at all, then feel free, as you know, to react it in this direction. You can use probably some sort of text number along the lines of 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter it.
Twitter it. Any word you like. Say anything you want.
What's coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Thanks. At Conmend says, this is a pathetic plug of my own Twitter account. That's from at Conmend. And important person in the legal presentation I attended this morning has said something or other, I don't know, didn't really listen.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It should be pointed out that Cornelius, for reasons we don't fully understand, here are the reasons. A man working on a programme had to go on a legal course during the limited production time we already have for the programme because the boss made him, because that's a useful use of his time. And two, why send Cornelius on a legal course? He's stupid. It's time for...
Lots of examples from this show popped up in that presentation.
Did they?
Yeah.
Excellent. Anything particular you want
to... Literally, it's not legal for me to say what it was.
hang on. Chloe, right, just put the mics down a minute, because I can't tell them.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to do with that super injunction?
Yeah.
That we,
Shut up, can we just move on?
Tomorrow, by the way, that super injunction announcement comes in, the High Court, doesn't it?
This happens every day, though, that they say they're going to do it. And
yeah,
it doesn't.
So tomorrow I might be able to name the people. Oh. And that was mentioned in the meeting.
Yesterday I would have made a joke there that would have been really funny, but today I've been scared into not doing it.
By the legal person.
Yeah. Turn the mics off again.
Wasn't worth the joke.
No,
it didn't really work at all. Anyway, so what are we doing? Oh yeah, Lonely Lunch, that's right. Alright, so on the telephone now is the latest inductee into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Lonely Lunch Club, where we invite you to join us if you are lunching alone, and we become your virtual friend and colleague, able to chit and also chat. Chit about this, chat about that. And on the phone is a person. Hello. Hello, a person.
Hello, person. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you blessed with a name?
I am, yes. It's Hayden Parker.
Hayden Parker. Well, welcome, Hayden, to the Lonely Lunch Club. It's a pleasure to have you on the programme. Hayden, where are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm up in Northumberland.
Lovely.
A place called Ashington.
Nice.
Which isn't so lovely. No, it's not.
All right. Fine.
And stay-at-home dad, and I have my little boy with me, so I'm not strictly alone, but...
But you...
I need the adult company.
Yes, I was going to say, how old is your boy?
Four,
and he's called
Archie.
Good, Archie. Right. Now I know what you mean. I have. I also have a four-year-old, a girl, and another one who's six. And you know, while I can more than hold my own in a conversation with them, sometimes they talk about things I don't understand.
Yeah.
Such as Barbie dolls.
Tumble.
Mr. Tumble is on. Yes. I mean, they kind of enjoy watching Mr. Tumble, right? And I can only look at him and think, that's weird.
Really? I like him. I think he's great.
Do you?
Yes. Well, then again, I'm just a child myself, so.
Oh, well, that's fair enough then. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the old man in a child's body.
Don't say that.
No. Wrong way round.
Okay, ooh, fine. Yeah. let's simply move on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That just went too dark, too quickly.
Come on, move on.
I have got a story about Mr. Tumble.
Go on.
Can I tell this?
Hang on. Mic's off again, Chloe.
It's gone quiet.
No, you can't.
Can't I tell that story?
Nope.
I'm going to tell it anyway. Right, so Mr. Tumble, you know Mr. Maker?
Yes.
Right, so there's the...
Arch-nemesis,
Yeah, exactly. If you're not familiar with this, right, and don't know what we're talking about, you obviously haven't got kids, but if you've got kids, you'll know of CBeebies. Correct me if I'm wrong, Hayden, right? Every day, is it every day? Mr. Tumble and Mr. Maker, who are two characters on CBeebies, on sort of rival programmes... Right.
Every day, twice a day.
There you go.
The same episode twice a day.
Right, so Mr. Maker is kind of, it's kind of like Tony Hart used to be, isn't it? Sort of, they make art stuff, right? That's Mr. Maker. Mr. Tumble, Christ knows what he does, but it's just weird. But Mr. Maker, I know Mr. Maker, right? I know the man who plays him quite well. And I also know for a fact, and is this weird, Hayden, that... Mr. Maker and Mr. Tumble go on holiday together. True. And they go, guess where they go? They don't go away from it all. No, they go to Disneyland. And they do it so they can... I know. They do it so they can walk round and be recognised.
Really? I thought they would have been wearing, like, dark hats and moustaches.
No, they love it. They love it. Anyway, I like this chat. This chat's taken an interesting turn, hasn't it, for the Lonely Lunch Club? Well, listen, you can, as you know, Hayden, you can pick a subject. We can help you out talking about it. I don't know, you know, we could stay on the strangeness of children's television. I mean, we could move on to the Chocker Brothers and talk about how you'd move away from them if you saw them in a park. But you...
I will not have anything said bad about the Chocker Brothers. They are absolutely phenomenal.
I love that your area of expertise is children's television, Hayden.
Well, that's it. It's it's great fun.
What's Archie's?
Sorry,
I was going to say, what's Archie's favourite?
Probably at the moment, he went through a stage of sooty, and he's now into Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as a parent, because there's only so many of these things you can watch without feeling absolutely sick. John, how old are you anyway? Sorry.
How old am I?
Yeah.
Depends if you ask John or his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, do you want my Wikipedia age page age, or my actual age?
The actual age.
All right. 47.
47?
No. Just about, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, same age as centimetres of height.
Same age as what?
It's the number of centimetres of your height.
Very good.
Well, then you'll remember the Goodies, because I actually show my kids. My eldest one was brought up watching the Goodies and Norman Wisdom and stuff like that.
Yep.
And now I'm doing the same with the little one.
Yeah, this is the good. Do you know, weirdly, it was my dad's love of the Goodies that kind of got me into sort of comedy and you know, liking that sort of thing. He had the Goodies albums, the LPs. Do you remember those?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, because Bill Oddie thought himself a bit of a songwriter, didn't he? So at the time, before he liked the birds, the feathered ones. And I'm not making any allegations. So yes, I'm with you. Yes, and I think that's right. I think kids need absorb this kind of stuff at a very young age. So hence, Looney Tunes is good as a, you know, old school cartoons rather than the modern stuff. And yes, things like comedy LP, get them listening to Peter Sellers on the vinyl. That's my advice.
It's been a hard day's night.
Exactly that. Yeah. By the way, this is, if you just tuned in and think, what the hell are they talking about? LBC's gone weird. No, it's Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, where if you're lunching alone, we can chit and chat about whatever you want to do. Hayden's on the phone, he's in Northumberland. Not a nice part of it, his words, not mine. He's a stay-at-home dad, and we're there talking about the education of children through television. What else? What else do you want to talk about, Hayden?
Well, actually, there's a little story I've got about something that we've mentioned, but I'll go into it in a minute. A friend of mine years and years ago, I'm from Kent originally.
Okay.
Chatham, do you know it?
Mm. Yeah, where?
Chatham.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Chatham.
Yeah, good.
As the posh people say.
Of course.
And he was dating this young lady. Well, he lived at home with his parents, she lived at home with hers. So they used to go out for evenings in the car, shall I say.
Right.
And one evening, they went over to the Isle of Sheppey.
Oh, dear.
Where there's this nature reserve, and my friend parked his car up next to this old, like, shack, and went there, and they had some time together.
Right.
My friend, being the energetic Italian type,
yes,
no stereotypes there at all, but he is, they were getting a bit amorous, shall I say.
Yes.
Somebody knocked on the window. It was Bill Oddie telling them both to go away politely. So my mate finished off, and he went outside and said, "Can I get your autograph, please?"
I honestly thought he was going to say it was Paul Ross.
Yeah,
I
mean, there it
didn't
is.
We all? I mean, come on,
true story. That is a story.
Imagine that. And I love the idea that Bill Oddie didn't put him off his stroke either. I think that's that's amazing. I hope he sort of. You think Bill Oddie would have realised what was going on and maybe serenaded them with Funky Gibbon or something while it was
joined in. But
the last thing you want to see when that's happening is Bill Oddie with some binoculars.
Yeah, he parked right up next to the bird watching tent thing that they've got down there.
Amazing.
So he didn't know what it was.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard. It trumps my Mr. Maker one.
Yeah.
By quite some margin, yeah. I think. Hayden, a pleasure to talk to you. You are now officially in the Lonely Lunch Club. Regards to Archie. Thank you very much. Have we improved your lunch?
You certainly have. It means I'm not banging my head against the wall, because he's currently watching. Let's see what he's watching. What are you watching, Archie? Ah, Mr. Tumble. Do you like Mr. Tumble? Yes, he's saying yes.
Okay,
he's getting all shy, bless him.
All right, good. Well, good. Thanks, Hayden. That's Hayden. He's in Northumberland watching Mr. Tumble. If you are on your own at lunchtime or with child, that's fine too. But crave the adult conversation about Bill Oddie watching two people having sex in a shack. Then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay. Small matter then of headline hijack, of course, where we must find somebody who has got their headline hijack, their made up shidori. Into the news at 2 o'clock, which is imminent. Do we have, well, do we have one? Do we have a winner?
We have a winner, John.
Producer Dave, Ginger Producer Dave, do tell.
It is Juliet.
Juliet. And for yonder, where doth Juliet be?
Really getting into the Shakespeare anniversary stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
Really good.
It is the East, and Juliet's headline hijack is the sun.
Swindon.
That sort of took the edge off. So, Juliet is yonder in Swindon. Prithee. Yeah. And she has a made-up news story in the news, which is next. Work experience punditry, some absolute pop-up crap with Ellie today, who will have brought hipster nonsense. All to come on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up. Juggle life with study. Keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Oh, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, it'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for PPI,
Stanton! Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11. That's RUSH to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you and welcome. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Wednesday. It's just about 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Queen's speech is accused of being watered down. The first of the abducted Chibok girls is found and Prince's alleged children to be DNA tested.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has been accused of tossing aside key measures in the Queen's speech in pursuit of the EU referendum. Her Majesty set out plans on behalf of ministers earlier. They include prison reforms, new measures to support driverless cars, and a bill to crack down on extremism. The SNP's Alex Salmond says splits in the Tory party ahead of the EU referendum were obvious.
The government are trying to minimise controversial issues because they know the Conservative Party is going to be in huge turmoil either way, incidentally, in terms of the European referendum outcome.
Ian Duncan-Smith, who wants to leave the EU, says ministers were scared of the debate that would be generated in case it harmed the Remain campaign. Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabb denies that.
Well, I don't believe it has been tossed aside. We continue to debate that. What we don't want to be doing is rushing forward and bringing forward proposals that are unworkable, and we've had our fingers burnt before when we've done that.
Zika virus is expected to spread to Mediterranean countries in Europe by this summer, according to the World Health Organization. There's a major epidemic of the virus, which causes birth defects in babies in South and Central America. The risk to the UK is said to be low. The first of more than 200 girls abducted in Nigeria 2 years ago has been found alive. Activists say she's with the country's military. The schoolgirls were taken from a school in the Chibok area by the Boko Haram militant group in April 2014. Sky's Foreign Affairs editor Sam Kiley has more.
She was found wandering very close to the Nigerian border, apparently carrying a baby that should not sadly come as a surprise because the Boko Haram group have a record of forced marriage and rape for their abducted female victims.
The police watchdog is going to investigate a force over the collapse of a trial of four men accused of raping a woman at university. They were accused of attacking her at a summer ball at the Royal Agricultural University in Cirencester in May 2014. A judge says the lead officer from the Gloucestershire Constabulary failed to disclose game-changing evidence. There's been a slight fall in unemployment in the UK. Official figures show it dropped by 2,000 to 1.69 million between January and March. A High Court judge has ruled doctors can provide palliative care only to a toddler who has an incurable but unidentified neurological disorder. Specialists insist further invasive interventions would be of little benefit to the two-year-old, but his parents wanted all treatment options to continue to be available to him. Nurses say he no longer giggles when he's tickled. And a court in Minnesota has authorised DNA sampling for people claiming to be Prince's children. A judge says they must submit documents backing up their relationship to the star and then agree to blood and genetic testing at their own expense. The singer died suddenly last month, leaving a multi-million dollar fortune and no clear heir.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying unsettled.
When you say no clear heir, what was it? What was in the air?
H E I R.
Oh. H E I R O.
Aero.
Aero.
Aero. Aero bar.
It's got bubbles in it.
That's spelled differently.
And. What, bubbles? B-U-B-B-L-E-S. Bubbles. And like, and that's like a the chimp that was owned by Michael Jackson, who's also dead. So there you go.
All adds up.
Anything else?
No.
Staying unsettled with outbreaks of showery rain, thunders likely in southern and central areas, but there will be some sunshine too with highs of 16 degrees.
Great news!
Thanks.
Victoria. You alright? Yeah, what? Fine, just checking.
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you, John? You look so well today.
Do I?
No.
Oh. Why? What do you mean? What do I look like?
You look rough.
I don't look... Do I look
You look really tired. Your eyes is much smaller than normal today.
I am tired. That's true.
Mm.
Yeah. Do I look rough?
Yeah.
Can you not sugar that particular pill? No,
your forehead's glistening slightly.
You're mean.
I'm just being descriptive.
Is it?
You've got bags under your eyes as well.
Anything else?
I also had to give you paracetamol earlier because of your headache.
That is true.
And get you the water.
That is also true.
It was a pathetic sight.
there may be an element of hangover. I mean, I will be honest. You know... Well, Cornelius?
Very disappointed, John.
You look like a mess as well.
He does. Do His hair's really big.
Because you
were there. To condition.
Producer Dave is hungover.
I'm fine.
Asprod Cass.
Waving through the glass.
Waving through the glass. Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Hi. You're fine, aren't you?
I'm totally fine.
Because she wasn't invited to the awards. Fine. Okay, fine. That's all fine. Someone else who wasn't invited to the awards is Ben. And, well, he's got the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. John Terry does have a Chelsea future after all. With the news, he signed a one-year contract extension at Stamford Bridge. The skipper says he's looking forward to working with incoming manager Antonio Conte. Liverpool go for Europa League glory this evening, chasing their first trophy under manager Jurgen Klopp. They take on Sevilla in Basel. Didi Haman knows a thing or two about winning European medals with Liverpool, and he told Talk Sport his old side can make history tonight.
The added incentive to go straight into the Champions League, where Liverpool missed out again this season, dangles in front of them that they're a carrot. And matter of the fact is that since 2005 there hasn't been a European trophy. 2007 they lost to AC Milan, and they've got a chance now to put that Europa League on the pennant.
You can hear full live commentary of the Europa League final over on Talk Sport this evening. Finally, cricket, and England Thank Test you. Captain Alistair Cook has confirmed that fast bowler Jake Ball will have to wait for his international debut. Fit again, Stephen Finn will play in the first test is of Headingley against Thanks. Sri Lanka, Cheers, which gets underway tomorrow. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
And finally, the UK Toner Association is reporting that people across the country are panic printing following the news that the BBC is to remove the recipe section of its website. A spokesperson for the UKTA has warned that the printer business might not be able to keep up with the excessive demand should printing levels continue at their current levels.
Cheers, Victoria. It's 6 minutes past two.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, hello, it's the time, and it's the radio, and I'm a man. And in a moment, work experience punditry with Ellie. First, though, as promised, here's a list of UK train companies in alphabetical order. Arriva Trains Wales, C2C, Central Trains Limited, Chiltern Railways, Docklands Light Rail, Eurostar, English, Welsh and Scottish Railways Limited, First Capital Connect, First Great Western, First ScotRail, First TransPennine Express, Freightliner, Gatwick Express, Great North Eastern Railway, Heathrow Connect, Heathrow Express, of course, Hull Trains, Island Line, London Underground, Mersey Rail, Midland Main Line, Northern Rail, Northern Ireland Railways, One Railway, Silverlink Train Services, Stansted Express, Southern Railways, South Eastern Trains, South West Trains, and Virgin Trains. Oh, and the Festiniog Railway in Wales. If there are any more railway companies... Oh, and Romney Hythe in Dymchurch. If there are any more railway companies during the programme, we will, of course, let you know. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. So then, it's time for Work Experience Punditry, that's right, where we road test the next generation of critics and reviewers and pundits, and they are work experience, so the main benefit of this isn't really for them and their experience, it's for us, because we don't have to pay them. Today is Wednesday, that means bringing hipster crap to the yard is, once again, Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
She's really hungover.
Are you hungover, Ellie?
A little bit.
Well, that is incredibly unprofessional.
How fancy going on the radio, Ellie? I mean, one thing you should learn as work experience,
right,
is don't be hungover on the radio. What a terrible thing to do.
Mm. Shouldn't come in hungover.
I'm actually shocked at you.
Oh.
Were you at a hipster event?
I wasn't. I finished my degree.
Yay! Yeah.
Now I'm just unemployed.
Great! So now not being paid rankles even more.
A little bit. Good. A little bit.
Okay, fine. what did you do to celebrate before we got onto your hipster nonsense?
Drank a lot of Prosecco.
Really?
A lot. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cleared out our student bar. A little bit.
Good work.
It was good. It was
of course
really good.
It was. But, you know, frankly, turning up at all, having done that, is remarkable. So, you know, thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I say that now. By the end of this, I won't be thanking you at all, because every Wednesday you bring in some of the worst examples of human ideas that have ever been. It's where, on a Wednesday, we do hipster nonsense. It's pop-up crap that is pretentious twaddle. Here's Ellie with some.
So the first one I've got for you today is a pop-up restaurant that's coming to London for 3 months in the summer, and it is a naked restaurant.
What?
So you go in, and basically the idea is that you enter a secret Pangaea-like world, free from phones, electric lights, and even clothing, and revisit the beginning where everything was fresh, free, and unadulterated from the trappings of modern life.
Right, so basically some perverts have set up a thing, right, giving a new meaning to the phrase pop-up. So It's nudie eating.
Yeah, basically. So there's two sections of the cafe. So you can either keep your clothes on if you want to, but you'll still be able to see everyone being naked. So I feel like if you were that against it, you wouldn't really go.
Yeah.
And there's a whole section where you get to basically take off all your
clothes.
Sorry,
there's a whole section.
So hang on, if you keep your clothes on, can you still see the people that are not wearing clothes?
It looks like it, I think.
That's
so.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It is weird.
So you can just go and perv on people.
This sounds brilliant. Paul Ross will be in his element. Is he doing the official opening?
That's a bad choice of words.
Here's a turn up for the books.
It's got a ribbon strung across it.
What? I've spoken on the phone to the owner of this restaurant.
What?
Have you?
And what, know booking all table, about it.
Booking a table with you and your mum, were you?
No, I think we featured... I think we got him on Julia's show to talk about it as if, you know, it's news. But yeah, I know all about it. There's
wow.
a little section where you go and there's like a changing room.
Yeah.
And you go and put a dressing gown.
Yeah.
And then there's little actual sort of dividers, although he was very insistent that we didn't use that term.
What do you mean, divide?
Well done, man.
It's very spiritual. And so he didn't want divisions, but there are dividers. But you can sort of see through them in between the tables.
Well, hang on a minute.
So you can only really see your table.
Right, but...
And also, we were invited. I got the invite.
Oh, my God, you and Julie Hartley Brewer eating naked together. Oh.
If all you can see is the person across from you, why would you not just eat dinner in your house naked?
Well, and thereby, Ellie punctures the whole raison d'etre of the naked restaurant.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I suppose you could do it on a first date or something. Like, you young people, you're on the Tinder, don't you, in that?
On the Tinder.
So, yeah, so you could do it... Yeah, probably that, isn't it? Dave, you're one of those experts on Tinder and stuff. Is that a thing now that you could? Could you first date a naked restaurant? Would you do that?
I mean, you could, John. You could do anything
on
a first date.
Would you do that?
No, I think it'd be very weird, wouldn't it?
No one would want a naked, big ginger ape man sitting opposite and put them right off. What's on the menu? Tell me there's toad in the hole.
They
bangers and mash.
There's no menu yet, I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's all a surprise.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Meat and two veg.
It's actually vegan. I'm certain it's vegan from my chat with him.
Oh, my
it's
God. That's
how
that's
hipster
even worse.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, God. Vegetarian vegan. I mean...
Naked vegans.
It's not that hipster in that... I had a look this morning. There are 37,000 people signed up to try and get tickets for this restaurant.
Right.
I signed up for the jokes.
You signed up?
You signed up?
Yeah.
You want to go and see... Who would you take, Ellie?
That was the creepiest thing you've ever said.
No, I didn't mean me.
I know, but the way you said it...
I wasn't suggesting I wanted to go with her.
The way you said it. Who would you take, Ellie? I was Rumpelstiltskin there.
I was trying to get an insight into Ellie's sick life.
Sick.
If we've been invited, like, on some sort of press tickets, like Cornelius was saying, we could just give them to Ellie. You could go and review it for us.
With Cornelius?
Yeah, that's the proviso. You have to go with Cornelius.
You have to go naked with Cornelius.
Oh,
just
no.
Just his mum.
Yeah, in fairness, you'd get to go to a new restaurant and break another record by being the first girl that's ever seen Cornelius naked. So, that'd be...
Apart from his mum.
I'm having such fun.
By the way, Dave, when you popped out to get your lunch in the middle of a show, Cornelius' mum texted us.
Did she?
And went, I am listening. this restaurant, it's a naked restaurant. So what we've established is you can really only see the person you go with, not you don't just sit with everyone else naked.
Yeah.
Right. And you've signed up.
Yeah.
Who would you take?
Is
there a special person?
There isn't a special person.
Oh, so
maybe I should just like try it out with Tinder as well and give you a full review.
I think you should. I think you should go and do it with just a random stranger.
Record, and I don't want to say it, but a package.
Radio show.
Yeah. Record a package of your evening. That would be good.
I feel like you're taking the mick a little bit. Just because I'm unpaid doesn't mean...
absolutely not. No. I would never... I was, yeah. good. Look, hang about, if you would, because I know you've got more crap to tell us.
Absolutely.
So we've done naked restaurants.
Dave, your phone's making noise down the microphone.
Yeah, it doesn't go out on the radio, so stop saying that.
All right, fine. Chloe just said it did.
No, that's the same feed that we're getting.
It's an exciting, interesting technical conversation. Anyway, so it's 16 minutes past two. We'll be back with Ellie and her hipster nonsense next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's five-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Five-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7 p.m. Monday to Friday or 4 p.m. at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight. In a way.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Heading southbound on the M5, it's still very slow around Junction 5 at Droitwich. An earlier overturned vehicle, the cause of those delays around Junction 5 at Droitwich. It is still very busy through there, even though all lanes are open. M1 northbound, South Yorkshire, Junction 31, Meadowhall, emergency repair work continues as a lane closed on the entry slip road. And heading to Greater Manchester on the M6 southbound, an earlier caravan fire causing delays between 24 Ashton in Makerfield and 23 at Haydock. So really heavy traffic through that stretch. All lanes now reopened. As I say, it is looking really slow through there. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Believe. Believe in yourself, in your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 19 minutes past 2 o'clock. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Dave.
Yep.
Have you seen any of the news?
No, but I thought I might get to that naked restaurant and see a bit of see if the news gets its kit off and has some dinner. Naked news.
Naked news.
Yeah, it's the best way to consume it, I've heard.
What's about you, Clarice? Have you seen any of the news?
Sorry?
Have you seen any of the news today?
The news?
Yeah, the news.
Well, I was actually... I gave...
We'll take that as a no. So, it's quite complicated, though, the news, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it, John.
No, but it's all right because we've got an easy explanation by breaking the news down into its basic form. And if you do that, if you strip the layers of the news away, what you end up with is right down at the bottom is Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you. post office to cut 600 jobs, but they're used to getting the sack.
I don't think they use sacks anymore. They're kind of like vinyl bags.
Hey, I had 3 hours sleep and that was good.
21 minutes past 2 o'clock on the radio. It's Work Experience Punditry. Ellie is with us. She brings the hipster nonsense to the yard of a Wednesday. We've already talked Naked Pop-Up. That is a restaurant, by the way. On the menu, Toad in the Hole, Meat and Two Veg, and as Stevenage Steve just pointed out on Twitter, pulled pork. Ellie's just told us, by the way, that she hasn't been home all night. Just apropos of her night.
You're ruining my reputation.
Like you have. That was any good. So what else have you got with your hipster nonsense?
So the next thing up is, are you a thrill seeker, John?
I mean, it's been known.
Because basically the orbit, that is the big tower at the...
Made of chewing gum, yes.
Not quite. Okay. So the big tower that is at Stratford, where the Olympic Games are.
That's right.
It's
Kapoor, isn't it? It's the... who designed it?
Nah.
Who did it?
Don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's right by my house, isn't it?
Anyway, it is by your house, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally next to it.
Yeah, Dave just hasn't really... Dave's got a bench in the Olympic Park that he sleeps in. Yes, I know. It's the red spirally thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So Carsten Holler, who you might know from putting slides on the Hayward Gallery, that is on the South Bank... is now putting slides on the orbit.
Ah, yes, right. So this is like the... when you said putting slides, I was thinking pictures. but no, actual physical
slides.
Physical slidey down them slides from the top of high buildings. Yeah. Right, so there's going to be a
viewing platform at the top.
Yes.
And then, basically, so they're building it while they've opened it, so you can buy a ticket to go to it, but then they'll give you another ticket another time to come back because the slide won't be ready because they'll be building the slide. But I don't understand why you wouldn't just go when the slide was built.
Oh, that's so hipster though, isn't it? Buy a ticket before...
Deconstructed.
Before the thing is happening and come and do it before it's happening so you can't actually do it.
It was Kapoor, by the way. You're right.
Thank you. Anish Kapoor, right?
Yeah. Sir Anish Kapoor.
Thank you very much.
Cultured. See? Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Isn't it going to cost a ridiculous amount of money?
I think so. But it is promising to be the tallest and longest slide, like, ever.
Ever there was.
Then
someone will beat it. So that's fine. I get that. But you know when the highest building in the world goes up in Dubai?
Someone puts like a spike on the top.
Exactly. It's a centimetre higher. Yeah. Oh, no, it's a centimetre higher, etc. So the longest slide, fine. But someone should do one from the top of the Burj Al, what's it?
Khalifa.
Thank you. In Kapoor. In Dubai. And that would... you couldn't get a higher slide because that's the highest building. Why don't they do that? I'm asking you, Ellie. Why don't they do that?
Health and safety?
Stupid.
I imagine if you slid all the way from that point in Dubai, like, would you make it? I'm not confident that I have...
That'd be excellent, wouldn't it?
I'm not confident that I could make it down that without...
I'll be actually honest with you, right?
Right.
So I've got two little girls, six and four, right? And one of the things they like to do is go to a soft play centre. Now, there's a slide at the soft play centre that they prefer to frequent. That is, it's sort of... it goes around a circle, but it's fully covered and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a tube. But they go down it with gay abandon. Who's one of the assistants.
Yeah.
And he takes the kids down the side. But honestly, I've been on the soft play centre. I am allowed, it's fine, right?
Yeah, 'cause you're under the height restriction.
I mean, I just walked straight into that, didn't I?
Under it, sure.
I mean... Fine. So, look, anyway, so I went on the when I got to the top of the slide thing, right, I was too frightened to go down it, right? It was terrifying, right? And it was, and they were just like, yeah, go on then, Dad. I was like, I'm not going down that. And it's for four-year-olds.
Wow.
It was, do you know why, though? It's part of that thing in my head that someone once told me once, which is probably an urban myth, right? But, like, a water slide, when you get those at water parks, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
You
is
know,
horrible.
This is horrible, yeah. Isn't it? Now, I apologise in advance, because this is going to, if you don't know this already,
it'll
this is
ruin
gonna,
all slides for you.
This is going to freak you out and put you off those sort of slides forever. So there's an urban myth, and God let it be an urban myth, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? That people go down them, right, in their bathers, right, and stop themselves halfway down by putting their feet on the sides, right?
Yeah.
And they've got chewing gum. And they get chewing gum and put it on the bottom of the slide, right? And put razor blades in it.
Right.
Right. So the next people going down...
Do you believe this?
I do it. I do that.
So there you go.
By the way, how was your legal training this morning?
I mean, I haven't done it in real life.
But he's done it in his... The voices in his head have told him to do it. But that's what... Because I know that story about the razor blade chewing gum... it freaks me out.
Oh, for me, it's always like, you know, there's big water parks you go to, and then there's always that kind of legend about the kid who went down the slide, and then there was like a nail sticking out.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, well, it's the same like thing, that. Isn't it? Yeah. So yeah. There you go. Yeah. Cornelius does that.
Yeah, Cass has just pointed out to
Ask
me.
Ask Prodcast through the glass.
Yeah, you still let your kids go down these slides, though, do you?
I'm more than happy with that. That's fine. Yeah. And if they come out all flesh hanging off them, all torn and bloody, you know, I go, well, I told you it was dangerous. And then I put in a written complaint. Did Gay abandon the manager of the of the play centre? Anyway, what else have you got?
So next up is another cafe. It is a pop-up matcha cafe. So this is kind of following on from the superfood cafes that have been kind of emerging. So like with the avocado cafe, which I don't think we ever actually talked about, and I knew that you would hate.
An avocado cafe?
A cafe just completely dedicated
like
to avocados.
That. You like avocado, don't you?
Well,
do you like it enough to...
I mean, I don't not like it, but I'm not going to... I don't want to really go to an entire restaurant that just did avocado.
Well, this place just does matcha green tea products. So they're basically opening a pop-up cafe in Liberty, and they'll be serving loads of food and drink made with matcha, which is basically a powdered green tea. So there's things like matcha lattes and matcha iced teas.
But green tea tastes disgusting.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's not nice.
I had matcha cookies, and they were really good. And you can pretend, that you're healthy.
You would.
You can kind of pretend they're healthy because there's green tea in them, and you can just forget about all the butter and sugar and everything else that you've added.
So, right. So this is just going to pop up and sell some tea, right?
Yeah. Well, like loads of different things. So matcha brownies, matcha Oreo cookies. No, there's a bar coming afterwards that will serve Hawaiian-inspired raw food dishes and all things matcha.
God, I hate hipster crap. It's just horrific. Is it naked? Is it naked people there like earlier? No, what there is it's a, there's a, I know what it is, I know what it is, right, so you've got the orbit,
right,
with its slide, its pop-up slide going all the way down, but halfway down, right, what's happened is instead of razor blades, right, that Cornelius has put in there,
right,
what there is halfway down is someone's got some chewing gum, and they've chewed it up, and they've stopped themselves down the slide, and they've put that in there. But what they've done is they've built a pop-up matcha cafe halfway down the slide.
Out of chewing gum or like just...
No, that's what's holding it in place.
Oh, I see.
And you go down there and then halfway down, you just enter a cafe doing green tea products. But
down the slide, you lose your clothes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you enter naked.
They get torn off by the razor blades.
Right.
And then you end up halfway down in the green tea cafe.
Hmm.
And then...
Or, instead of that, you could have green tea powder coming out so that you end up sliding down into just a pool of green tea.
You've followed my train of thought because, yes, what happens is that the green tea itself then becomes the flume and the liquid trail to take you down to the bottom of the tower where some pop-up ex-offenders are waiting.
And Gay Abandon.
Gay Abandon's in charge of the whole thing.
I see.
And the ex-offenders, due to the Queen's speech prison reforms... work there at the weekend.
Mm.
And that's it.
That's genius.
Excellent.
Sign me up.
Fine. Ellie.
Yes.
Never come back. it's We'll see you next week?
Yes.
Fine. Right, Ellie's got Hipster Nonsense. That was Work Experience Punditry for this week. It's 2:31 now. Victoria's got some news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron is being accused of watering down the Queen's speech so it doesn't affect next month's referendum on the EU. The sovereignty bill was left out, even though it was promised after the Prime Minister's renegotiations of terms with Europe. Matt Chorley, editor of the Times political supplement Redbox, has told Talk Radio the government's had several U-turns on policies after last year's speech.
They're facing up to the political reality. Brexit and the EU referendum isn't helping matters because some MPs want to cause trouble. Frankly, if that means that the government has to do a slightly better job of making the case for what it wants to do rather than just ramming it through because it's got a big majority, maybe we might just have fewer laws.
A community leader in Nigeria says one of 276 schoolgirls abducted 2 years ago has been found alive. Several escaped soon after they were taken by Boko Haram militants in April 2014, but there's been no sign of the rest. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus, which can cause birth defects in babies, is expected to spread to parts of Europe this summer. It says the majority of Mediterranean countries and islands have a moderate risk. A High Court judge says a hospital should only give end-of-life care to a severely disabled toddler, even though his parents disagree. The two-year-old boy's family wanted all treatment options to be available to him. And almost 7 million people tuned in to see Peggy Mitchell bow out of EastEnders last night. The character played by Dame Barbara Windsor took an overdose after telling her son Grant that her cancer had returned. The 78-year-old actress first appeared in the soap in 1994 and became known for a feisty temperament and the catchphrase, "Get out of my pub." The weather stays...
That was good.
Did you like
do
it?
Do that again.
No. The weather staying unsettled with outbreaks of showery rain.
Do you
rain.
Do any other impressions? Come on.
No.
I bet you do.
No.
Come on.
No.
Victoria, come on.
No. Thunder is likely in southern and central areas, but there'll be some sunshine too. Highs of 16 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
I wonder what would happen if the comedian Michael McIntyre had a chat with Peggy Mitchell in the Queen Vic. What sort of scenario would that paint? Let's... look! Peggy. Hi, Peggy.
It's great to be here in my favourite fictional pub of them all. It's the Queen Vic. Hello, how are you? Oh my god, it's the one, the only Peggy Mitchell. Hello, Peggy, how are you?
Get out of my pub.
It's 2:33, it's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee, on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:35, hello, good afternoon, welcome. It is Talk Radio. Of course, that much, if you're listening to it, is obvious, because it's the radio and there's some talking on it. The talking we're particularly concerned with now, though, is the talking that happens out on the streets, because if you are a regular listener, you will know that out on the streets, there are people. And we like to find out what they think in a feature we call What the People Think. And what we do is we go outside onto the streets where the people are and we ask them what they think. The people that are on the streets, we ask them what they think. What do they think out on the streets, the people? And today we asked them, do they think fish or books?
Books.
Fish.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
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 Fish.
Fish.
Books. Fish. Fish.
Fish.
Books.
Books.
Fish.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
Books.
Fish.
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 Books.
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 Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Fish.
Books.
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 Fish.
Books.
Books.
Fish.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
Books.
Books.
Books. Fish.
Fish.
Books.
Fish.
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 Books.
Books.
Books. Fish.
Books.
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 Fish.
Fish.
What do you think? That's what the people think. They think fish or books. Do you think fish or do you think books? We want to know. We'd like to hear from you. Please get in touch with your thoughts. A lot of people I know think fish, but equally a lot of people think books. But what do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And now it's time to meet a man. He's a pensioner. He's a homosexual. He's a homosexual pensioner. He's called Terry. And we invite you to identify the tune that he is going to whistle for us. He'll purse his lips together and he will whistle. Will Terry. He's our regular Terry, of course, as you'll know if you're a regular listener. He's back with us. He's friend of the show, Terry. All you have to do is identify the tune that he's whistling. If you know the answer, you can answer it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's the old gay whistle test. Terry is on the telephone now. Hello, good afternoon. How are you, Terry?
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very good. How's it going? What have you been up to?
Say, I was reading a book by a friend.
Oh, yes.
But I've had to put it aside.
Why have you had to put it aside?
To plough through an epic of horror.
An epic of horror, Terry. Tell us about it.
What is it? New book by a Danish author called The Crow Girl. 767 pages.
Of horror?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so how does your friend feel about being cuckolded for new literature?
Oh, she's disappointed, but I have to... This is a library book, so I have to read this for it to go back. I doubt if they'll let me renew this one.
Yeah, that... Well, why wouldn't they let you renew it? Why?
It'll be in demand, this one. It's almost as like a Stephen King one.
Is it?
Yes, are you waiting list.
Right, are you a fan of the Stephen King as well, then?
Yes, but he's getting a bit clichéd. I prefer Danish writers. A lot of good Danish writers.
Interesting. Do you read it in the original Danish, Terry, or do you...
No, they're translated into English.
Oh, I see, right, fine. Good. So, all right then, so you've been to the library, that's good news. We like a library. Where else, what else have you been up to? Any art this week to deliver?
Oh, yeah, we had a very, very good art exhibition last Tuesday. That went down very well. A lot of people came along.
Jolly good.
That was most enjoyable.
Very good. And you're just back from the post office, am I right?
That's it, yes.
Yeah, what have you been up to down there?
Just to draw some money out.
Correct, good.
For me, tea and coffee this afternoon. Tea and cakes at the library this afternoon.
I love your life, Terry.
Yes, it's boring.
It's not. It's everyone's idea. Imagine that. Just being able to sort of go, I know what I'll do. I'll just potter for tea and cakes at the library and read my Danish horror epic.
Yeah.
Great way to spend a day.
We need to keep the local libraries alive.
Yes, we do, Terry.
We need them.
Very important. How big is the library?
It's very small. It's what the French would call on team. Très intimate.
Good. Which
it's very nice. The staff are lovely.
Good. Do you get intimate with them, Terry? Or is that too personal?
Oh, yeah, they're quite well. Yeah, we get on quite well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Love amongst the photocopier.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Good. Do you have a tune for us, Terry, to whistle from your old face?
Yes, this may be easy.
Well, that's not a problem.
I'm not going to give you a clue, but this is an easy one.
Go on, then.
The cat joined in
the
there.
The cat actually joined in!
Did you hear it?
Yes!
Hello, baby. That little Scratchy joined in.
That's amazing. What's the cat? What's the cat's name?
Scratch. We got That's two Scratch. Got two.
Yeah.
Is a tabby and the wonderful little black jet black shadow.
Well, there it was. There is the tune by Terry with backing vocal by Cat. Scratch the cat. Terry, wonderful to speak to you again, as always.
You take care.
And you, we'll talk to you again soon. That is Terry, he was whistling a tune. If you think you know what it was, maybe you speak cat, then 87222. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. And there you go. Another insight into the idyllic life of Terry. He's the old gay, and that's the old gay whistle test.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woo-hoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3 foot sheet of half inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road, for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Heading southbound on the M5. It's still very slow around Junction 5 at Droitwich. An earlier overturned vehicle, the cause of those delays around Junction 5 at Droitwich. It is still very busy through there, even though all lanes are open. M1 northbound, South Yorkshire, Junction 31, Meadowhall. Emergency repair work continues. There's a lane close on the entry slip road. And heading to Greater Manchester on the M6 southbound, an earlier caravan fire causing delays between 24 Ashton in Makerfield and 23 at Haydock. So really heavy traffic through that stretch. All lanes now reopened. As I say, it is looking really slow through there. I'm Lucia Clifford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Well, he gave us moving pictures, he gave us the phonograph, and he also gave us the light bulb.
He made electric lights to read.
But 90 years ago, on May the 19th, one big fella, a genius, Thomas Alva Edison, spoke on the radio for the very first time. He won't be joining me on my next show. Who will be? Tune in to find out.
Edison came to stay.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a quarter minute to 3. 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course, will be on your radio. There's also a chance to win some meat today, by the way, in a game of Dead or Alive. If you would like to play a game of Dead or Alive on the radio, then you can. The lines are open to register to play. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk at and then win. Or something. Dead.
Well, which of them?
Talk and then dead.
Talk.
Dead.
Dead.
Name.
Talk. Dead. And then your own name. Morbid, yes.
Yeah.
So the word talk, then the word dead, then your own name. Don't worry, though. We will call you back. 87222.
Start your message with the words talk, dead, and then your name.
There you go. So that'll be happening just about an hour's time. So plenty of time to get involved with that. It was the state opening of Parliament today. You can't have failed to miss it. I didn't fail to miss it because I tried to get here on time and failed to do that due to the amount of traffic and closed roads there were today around London. However, many people asking questions about the state opening of Parliament, of course, because it's an ancient tradition full of pomp and ceremony, but people don't know necessarily why we still have it in this day and age. And as an irregular feature, we do, as you know, like to help you out with facts and figures about certain events and things that people... Well, I guess there are gaps in their knowledge, so they want to... For instance, facts about the state opening of Parliament. The Queen's speech, you've heard the Queen's speech, isn't actually written by the Queen. I mean, I knew this. This is what I didn't know.
I think that's common knowledge.
Yes, I think you're probably right, actually, Colin. The Queen actually draws her speech in pictures and then makes it up based on the pictures as she goes along. So she's got on the thing she's reading off, she's not reading it, it's just some
visual hand cue cards.
Yes, she just draws. So for instance, she's done the prison reforms, as you know, and so she's just, you know, drawn a picture of a prison and written the word Shawshank under, and that reminds her that she needs to talk about prison reform,
make something up about prisons
in the speech. And of course, you know, and she just wings it. I mean, she improvs, which is why the idea of prisoners being let out of prison to go to work and then, you know, having weekends off is stupid. So that's the reason for that, because it's because she doesn't think it through. She just literally just says what comes into her own royal head. Did you just do a little burp, Cornelius?
Did it go out?
Yeah. No, I just heard that on the radio.
It was an internal rumble, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Unbelievable. What have you got? Facts about the state opening of Parliament, please. Cornelius, I'm looking at you.
Okay, yeah, well...
I know you can't see me looking at you because your eyes look in different directions. And and even when I do look at you, one of your eyes is looking very much to the right, which is through the glass to Ask Broadcast. And the other eye that you have is looking completely left into the corner, whereas I am sitting more or less in front of you, so you can't see me because you've got the face and eyes of a hammerhead shark.
You done?
That's mated with the actor Marty Feldman. Carry on.
The role of Black
Rod... Do you want
me
to hold the bit of paper you're reading out to the left or the right?
Can I read out my fact?
I don't know, probably not. Probably not legible. Anyone can understand
probably
it.
Probably not what? Did you mispronounce the word legibly? Actually, it's quite difficult. Fair play.
And also, it was the wrong word to use in the context of reading something out. Anyway, carry on.
The role of Black Rod first got its name.
Oh, my God.
After the first person to do it was an African Caribbean man called Rodri. Although he was not the only Rodri who worked at Parliament. That's why they called him Black Rod. There was another Rodri who was Chinese. The role of Chinese Rodri is also a role in Parliament that is still a traditional role in Parliament today. That's true, that's a fact.
Dave, have you got one? I mean, it's diversity in action is what it is. I mean, Lenny Henry, this is Lenny Henry's favourite day of the year, the state opening of Parliament, because there's not a white rod, is there?
No.
There's a black rod, and Lenny Henry loves that.
This one's actually a follow-on from that one. It ties in quite nicely, because, as you know, the House of Lords isn't big enough to contain both the Lords and the Commons, the MPs.
Yes.
So the people that can't fit in have the message of the Queen's speech relayed by a series of Chinese whispers.
Yeah, right.
Which is led by Chinese Rod.
That's his job.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that.
That is the role of Chinese Rod.
Oh, I understand that. Right, good.
Rodri.
There was an occasion in the 1980s No, it was
when they made sitcoms based on this. Well, type yes, of thing.
I was going to say it was. No, it was the 70s actually. When Rod from Rod, Jane, and Freddy from Rainbow blacked up.
Oh.
It was acceptable then. I know it isn't now. It's fine, right? But he did, didn't he? Do you remember? And he played the role of Black Rod when Black Rod went off sick, and they needed another Rod. And the famous Rod at the time, there was Rod Hull, an emu, but they tried that, didn't they? Do you remember that? It was probably around 1980. Rod Hull and emu stayed in Parliament. It was about 1982, wasn't it? And, yeah. and Black Rod was off, so they got Rod Hull and emu to come and open the state in Parliament, of course, and again, really had to black up, but it was acceptable then, it's not now. And then what happened was, they used, instead of using a stick, they used emu to tap on the door, didn't they, to come in. Just emu, just banged on the door. But then, of course, what happened, I mean, inevitable, emu just attacked the Queen, just got the Queen's face, you know that, and the Queen.
Mm.
And so they never invited Rod Hull back, which is when they invited Rod, the other television Rod, apart from Michael Rod, who presented Screen Test at around the same time. But what he did was he banged on the door with some questions about films. So they didn't ask him back, but then they asked the other television Rod, which was Rod from Rod, Jane and Freddy. And he blacked up, which was acceptable then. And he banged on the door with Zippy. And that's a fact. It's
Hey, I'm John Holmes and play some music.
And that's a fact. What are we doing now?
Play a little bit of music.
Any music?
Do the next bit.
Do you want any music?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely fine. I'll play some music. It's absolutely fine.
Say, I'm John Holmes and play the music.
I'm John Holmes, play the music. You're listening to Talk Radio. If you've got any facts you want to share about the state's opening of Parliament, of course you can on the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
So, anyway, is today's programme a little bit more ramshackle than normal, or is it the same as...
I wonder why that is.
I wasn't really asking you. I just wonder... Anyway, the reason is, you'll know if you've been listening to the whole show, that myself, Ginger Producer Dave...
Hello.
...and the paid intern Cornelius went to last night's Commercial Radio Awards at London's Roundhouse. I'll be honest, because I was hosting the event in front of the radio industry. Cornelius and Dave... I don't know why they went.
You know why we went there. We were making you look good.
Yeah. Did make me look good because it looked like I had an entourage. But like we mentioned, because, okay, other people were there. Jack Savaretti was playing, right? He had a much bigger dressing room than me.
Hmm.
He had loads of people with him.
And Fleur East.
Fleur East played, BB Diamond played, all of whom had an entourage, and I... were very glamorous, I have to say, at the Orchid. And I had you and you. And it looked... If you know the programme Entourage, this looked like an episode of the programme Entourage produced by Lidl. It was the most low-rent sort of entourage I've ever had the experience. But what was good is that producer Dave was forced to iron our shirt.
Hang on.
Producer, one of the best sights I've ever seen was producer Dave ironing a shirt in my dressing room that wasn't his shirt. I mean, that was excellent.
Nah.
Well done, Dave.
I ironed my shirt, and then it turns out Cornelius can't iron.
Yes.
And I said, what was your plan? He said, I just wear creased clothes.
So you, I like a sort of paternal...
pity on him. Yeah. Yeah.
And I took a photo of you ironing the intern's shirt.
Oh, it was a low moment.
It was.
Luckily, later on that night...
Yeah.
I had a chance to exact my revenge.
Well, there's a thing. Right, so later on, it's fair to say that Cornelius... Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
...had imbibed of the demon alcohol. So by about 1 a.m, I went back to my dressing room, having lost these two, and networking with the industry, to find Cornelius...
Slumped
is exactly the word I was about to use. In what is essentially my chair in the dressing room, right? Slumped.
The chair.
The chair. In the dressing. It's quite a small dress.
A high chair.
It's very small. It's a very small dress. I'd asked for that high chair. I was on my rider. Slumped. And so what happened was that I found Dave having a conversation with Cornelius, with a Cornelius who was so insensible with drink, right, that he was just making no sense whatsoever. Mm. And luckily, producer Dave, still with his producing hat on, which, by the way, is an actual hat, had the foresight to record the conversation that he had with a drunk Cornelius at 1 o'clock this morning. I don't know about you.
I do not remember this.
I know. But we do. In fact, we don't need to, because we've got it all recorded. Here's a conversation. It's only a minute long.
Yeah.
But it only
a minute.
I interviewed Cornelius.
So into the 3 o'clock news. Yeah. Before the big debate, and before the diversity pay-per-view, and before today's game of Dead or Alive, here is Cornelius at 1 a.m. this morning, speaking with producer Dave.
You having a good night?
Yes.
What's been your favourite thing about the night?
The event.
Which event?
The most recent one.
And what was your favourite thing about the event?
It's hard to say, really.
What are you going to do now?
Probably join a Swarovski tribute band.
What would they do?
They'd tell me what they want, what they really, really want. Like disco.
Like a disco?
Yes.
What sort of disco?
The one you're looking for.
That's not funny. I was unwell. I cannot remember that at all.
I mean,
what was I saying?
I mean, I've already changed my ringtone to that whole conversation. And when my phone rings, I leave it for a minute. That is the best thing I've ever heard. What's a Swarovski tribute band?
I don't know. Why would...
Probably join a Swarovski tribute band.
What would you do?
Then tell me what they want, what they really, really want.
I don't know what happened. I really hate that.
What's your favourite bit of tonight? This event.
That was quite something, wasn't it?
I'll be honest, that was the best bit of broadcasting you've ever done.
After I recorded that, I then just started to play it back to listen to it, see what it was like, and you genuinely like looked at me and went, Dave, don't be like that.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more stocked in volume in store at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It
it's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Her Majesty's set out key policies, warning the Zika virus could spread to Europe, and find out where most lottery winners live.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister is being accused of leaving out measures from the Queen's speech, which would have a negative effect on his campaign to keep the UK in the EU. Plans to reform prisons, tackle extremism and speeding up adoptions are among those which have been set out. Sky's chief political correspondent John Craig has more.
Mr Cameron has perhaps tried to avoid some of the more controversial measures. For example, Ian Duncan Smith and the Outers have been talking today. Where's the sovereignty bill they've been crying?
A Nigerian community leader says the first of 219 girls kidnapped by the terror group Boko Haram in 2014 has been found alive. The 19-year-old's uncle says she's pregnant and traumatised but otherwise unharmed. The World Health Organization's warning the Zika virus, which causes birth defects in babies, is likely to spread to Mediterranean countries in Europe by this summer. The UK is deemed to have a low risk. Dr. Kalina Costa, who's from the organization, says people shouldn't worry.
It's important to note that we have very strong capacity here in the European region to detect any kind of local transmission early and put in place those measures that are needed to respond quickly.
The parents of a severely disabled toddler say a judge's decision for him to be only given end-of-life care by a hospital has effectively condemned him to death. The two-year-old has a neurological disorder which hasn't been identified but can't walk or swallow and needs help breathing. It appears as though the Shadow Home Secretary, Andy Burnham, is going to run to become Mayor of Greater Manchester. The Labour MP for Lee is yet to publicly confirm his intentions, but an official Twitter account's been created for his bid. Almost 7 million people tuned in to EastEnders to see Peggy Mitchell's death last night. The decision to show the ex-landlady killing herself after finding out she had terminal cancer has divided opinion, with the Samaritans praising the soap for showing the effects of suicide. But Dr. Peter Saunders from the campaign group Care Not Killing has told Talk Radio the soap storyline wasn't accurate.
As a doctor, it always concerns me when I see the unreality of some depiction of illness on the media. And I think for vulnerable people who are worried about cancer, it carries the danger of intensifying concerns that they might have, which are not really realistic.
And the luckiest location for big wins on the National Lottery is in Essex. Operator Camelot says the RM postcode area, which includes Romford, Dagenham and Hornchurch, has more winners of prizes worth £50,000 or more than anywhere else in the country. The lottery has created 4,250 millionaires since it began in 1994.
Great. Thanks very much, Victoria. That was... Have you got the weather? Have you done the weather?
No, I haven't waited for the serve.
Oh, there it is. I wasn't. I don't listen, so I don't...
Why have you stopped listening?
Oh, I never listened.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, when you go out there to do whatever you do, for the hour that you're not here, mm-hmm. What do you listen to this?
I'm listening to audio and editing clips. Sometimes I do listen to you, but not all the time.
Okay, fine. Just checking. Just returning the favour.
Cheers. Staying unsettled.
I'll be more attentive now.
No, you won't. Staying unsettled with outbreaks of showery rain. Thunder is likely in southern and central areas, but there will be some sunshine too, with highs of 16 degrees.
Totally listening to that. 4 minutes past three. Thank you, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the sport live this afternoon from a traffic jam on the M1 just outside Nottingham.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. John Terry does have a Chelsea future after all. With the news, he signed a one-year contract extension at Stamford Bridge. The skipper says he's looking forward to working with incoming manager Antonio Conte. Liverpool go for Europa League glory this evening, chasing their first trophy under manager Jurgen Klopp. They take on Sevilla in Basel. Didi Hamann knows a thing or two about winning European medals with Liverpool, and he told Talk Sport his old side can make history tonight.
The added incentive to go with the Liverpool missed out again this season.
dangles in front of them that carrot and matter. The fact is that since 2005 there hasn't been a European trophy. In 2007 they lost to AC Milan, and they've got a chance now to put their Europa League on the pennant.
You can hear full live commentary of the Europa League final over on Talk Sport this evening. Finally, cricket, and England Test captain Alistair Cook has confirmed that fast bowler Jake Ball will have to wait for his international debut. A bit against Stephen Finn will play in the first Test of Headingley against Sri Lanka, which gets underway tomorrow. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben. Ben there doing the sport from a traffic jam on the M1 just outside Nottingham. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, we will. By which, of course, I mean that we won't. Good afternoon. 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Almost time for the big debate. Ahead of that, though, text just come in here from someone called Chappie on Twitter, who just says, Talk Radio, seriously, this is the best show I've ever heard on the radio. Hashtag amazing. Hashtag seriously funny. That's Chappie.
Thanks, Chappie.
That's nice, isn't it?
Chappie,
yeah, it's good, isn't it?
He also said, who are these pair of legends as well? There's actually three of us, Chappie.
Three legends, but Chappie. Yeah. So, no, well, actually, he's right. There are only two legends.
Oh, that's true.
And Cornelius.
And then there's Cornelius. Ha ha ha! Chappie's an idiot.
It's time for the big debate. Good afternoon, if you're listening. This is where, of course, you know the story that everyone's talking about this afternoon, and the headline is this. Canada Premier Brad Wall promises transitional change in health education. This is Brad Wall, of course, who's the Premier in Canada. He said that the government's going to be talking very specifically about the promises in the campaign about tax incentives for commercialising patents, this while his country burns down. So, listening to that, the details of Brad Wall and what he thinks, are people on the telephone this afternoon for the big debate. Now, you were listening to that, I know, and on the phone I think I've got, Lewis. Lewis, are you there, Lewis?
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling in to Talk Radio. Now, you were listening to that, of course, about Brad Wall, and I understand it got your hackles up because you're very much against the notion of walls. Am I right?
You can say that again. Brad Wall...
Hang on. I will say it again. Yeah. You're very much against the notion of walls. Am I right?
That is correct. That is very much correct for me. Brad Wall stands at the very epitome of everything that's wrong with walls. And the whole notion of walls I just find utterly sickening. They get in the way of things, they stop you getting to things, you have to climb over them, climb around them.
Yep.
They make me feel ill, and frankly I think it would take a dunderhead of the First Order to have anything good to say about any sort of wall.
Well, I think there's a dunderhead of the First Order on the other line now. Gareth, are you there?
I am there, and I'm not a dunderhead at all. I'm not a dunderhead. I think walls are brilliant. I mean, look who's in the pro-wall corner. Me... and Dale Winton, as he once said, bring on the wall.
He did say that, didn't he? He's absolutely right. Person on the other line whose name I've forgotten.
Yeah, no, still Lewis. And I think it's a sign of how desperately corrupt and backward the pro-wall lobby has become. They're trying to rope Dale Winton in to support their supposed, wall fetishism, which, frankly, I find sickening. If you've ever seen the great British countryside in all its majesty with its rolling hills and glaring sunshine and wonderful greenness, you'll know that the worst thing in the world is for a wall to get in the way of that. I bet wherever you are right now, John...
Yeah.
You can't see the British countryside.
I can't.
There's a wall in the way, isn't there?
You're absolutely right. I mean, you've hit the nail very much on the head there.
Can I quickly take that nail out by the head and point out that without walls, the great outdoors just gets everywhere. And then what's special about it? Walls keep the great outdoors in its place.
It's the great outdoors. It's great wherever it is. It should be as big as possible. You want to confine the great outdoors to a finite place. That's not... the big idea, is it? That's not, you know, what God had in mind when he made the world. Let's have as little great outdoors as possible. It's the people building walls on the great outdoors that have restricted the great outdoors, making it less great.
Fewer. Look, I just think there's, look, in the pro-war lobby, me, Dale Winton, Donald Trump, all we're trying to say is that with walls, if we lose the idea of walls, then we lose the idea of privacy in your own home, don't we? And then where are people meant to get up to disgusting acts, which I've told people I'm okay with, as long as I don't have to see them? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that is what he wants to know. And do you have an answer for him, Lewis?
Well, look, I take the point about Donald Trump. He's a sensible and smart man, and I do, you know, you've gained some credibility with that. But frankly, I don't want these, you know, depraved acts that you speak of to be taking place within walls or outside of walls. They're not necessary, they're not desirable, and they're certainly not what I signed up for when I joined the Conservative Party. And what's more, walls, you know, serve a whole plethora of negative purposes. I'm thinking especially right now of Facebook and, you know, people's Facebook walls that clutter up my life, waste my time, I lose hours every day to them. Do you want Facebook walls to just keep going forever?
Gareth is calling you a racist.
Look, I'm not a racist, John. All I'm saying is, when I take a shower, I want a bit of privacy. We're not all Mylene Klass, showering in the eyeline of Anton Deck. I didn't want to see the Berlin Wall come down, John, if I'm honest. What East Germany gets up to in its own time is their business.
Would you like to see the East Germans showering with Mylene Klass, though? I mean, would that be something you'd accept?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'd accept it behind a wall.
So...
I would love to. I mean, the East German showering of Mylene Klass. No one's arguing with that. But what we're arguing with is this obsessive notion that walls can somehow protect us from seeing these things. Anyway, these things happen, don't they? We have windows.
Walls
in the world.
Protect us.
We have places where
walls
there are
protect
walls.
Us. No.
And Mylene Klass will shower with East Germans wherever. If you get rid of the wall, if you know put walls up, she's not just going to automatically go behind them. She'll go anywhere.
Let's just Lewis, just hang on a minute. Let Gareth come back in on this because you know, I think what we're saying here is Mylene Klass is perfectly at liberty to shower with East Germans and as many of them as she can. But Gareth, you've got to where do you stand on that? I mean, bear in mind it is Mylene Klass and she was once in what band was she in? Someone
Hearsay.
She was once in Hearsay.
I'm happy for any member of Hearsay to get up to whatever they want behind a wall because that way they're not near me. And just think of all the things walls have protected us from, John, over the years.
Yes.
Aerosmith and Run DMC, they had that wall between them in the video for Walk This Way, and it came down, didn't it?
It did.
And that led to rap rock and ultimately Limp Bizkit. So let's think carefully.
He's got a point, hasn't he? He's got another point. Gareth is full of points.
I love Limp Bizkit. Gareth claims walls protect us from things, but the simple reality is walls don't protect us from anything, and if anything they protect us from too many things. Consider, you know, cavity wall insulation, which keeps people, you know, warm during the winter and makes tons of elderly people just carry on living instead of, you know, slipping blissfully into the release of death. Why does he insist on keeping these walls up so that people who should be dead don't become dead?
Let me bring in some of the texts we've been getting in as well. This is what about the walls of ice cream? Walls ice cream, of course, famously named after Hadrian, the Roman emperor, who, as you both know, built the first wall in Britain to separate Scotland from Britain. And
I've got a poster of him up in my room right now. Love him.
Exactly. And he's very much the face of walls, isn't he? But you know, he...
Face of walls.
You know, Hadrian built that wall in the end, of course. It was made of stone, but he went through so many materials, didn't he, to get to that point because his was the first wall, and thus he needed to know what walls could be built of. I mean, we know he used cloth. We know he used the bodies of dead Scotsmen. We know he used shortbread biscuits and heroin, which are both prevalent in Scotland. And of course, then he settled... that's why we do love him, but he settled, didn't he, on ice cream to build the wall out of because Scotland is so cold it didn't melt. And that's where we get walls ice cream from.
All true. And I think what you've hit upon there, John, is the importance of walls to our economy. All those materials being sold while people try and build a wall out of them. Some work... some fail, and it's all about just keeping that show on the road.
No, that is not, John. That is so untrue. Patently false, John, because frankly, ice cream could take any form. It doesn't need walls. You can make an ice cream ball or an ice cream tree. You don't need the walls to be a structure for ice cream or for the bodies of Roman soldiers. It's just not necessary.
Yes, but you can't. Yes, but you can't. If you're trying to make a tree out of the bodies of dead Roman soldiers, I mean, it's just not going to. It's not going to flower.
Well, that's not. No one's tried it, John. That's the trouble, is no one's tried it. People aren't attempting to. People are just building walls willy-nilly because they're obsessed with Mylene Klass and Gareth, who's got this pro-wall lobby going on and on. Dale Winton. People are constantly building walls because they don't know anything else.
Let's look at the Queen's speech. The Queen's speech this afternoon, of course, the opening of Parliament. She has said in the Queen's speech, in case you've missed it, that we should just. Well, this is now the biggest. They're calling it the biggest reform of walls. Since Victorian times, and what she's saying is that walls should be allowed out during the day, but at night walls should be dismantled and locked up.
I've got no time for that.
Right.
I've got absolutely no time for that. Look, walls, yes, I'm pro-wall, John, but I'm also about ceilings knowing their place, yeah. And I don't want a part-time wall.
This debate could go on and on, of course. What I'm going to have to do, though, is wrap it up because we're out of time. Now, if you've got an opinion on walls, then we do want to know it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word wall.
Gentlemen, can you just sum up this debate for me in one word each? Lewis first.
Cantankerous.
And Gareth, just please close this debate for us.
Partition.
Thank you. That's the big debate this afternoon. Do we need walls? Should we have walls in this day and age? A lot of thoughts on both sides do have an opinion on those numbers and tweet handles that I just gave out. If you want to get in touch, do let us know your opinion on walls this afternoon here on Talk Radio. It's 17 minutes past 3 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the bait snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To West Sussex's problems on the A27 Arundel bypass. It's partially blocked both ways near the Causeway roundabout. There's been an accident on the railway bridge there near to the station. Surrey's A3 in Milford is struggling north on the bypass as they're laying out because of an accident. Problems for the A34 around the M40 at Junction 9. There's queues towards the motorway junction. There's been a motor vehicle accident and one lane's closed and still very slow for the southbound M5 in Worcestershire after earlier problems near Junction 5 for Droitwich and Wychbold. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 20 past three in the afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Time for today's diversity paper review. It is, of course, where we review the papers. Oh, well, so far, so the radio. However, we do it with a different diversity each day because we are the most diverse. It's all the people. They're on about the problem of diversity not being diverse enough in broadcasting, aren't they? It was enshrined in the BBC's white paper that John Whittingdale outlined to Parliament only last week. Lenny Henry got very excited, but not as excited as he would be if he even knew this existed, which of course he doesn't. But it's the diversity pay-per-view with a different diversity each day because we are the most diverse programme in the world. Today, reviewing the papers, the kind of diversity that the diversity is Mark. He is...
Brown.
Hello.
Hello.
What have you got in the papers?
One of my favourite all-time stories was over the weekend, I think it was Friday night, a Polish couple in their twilight of their life.
Yes.
Old age pensioners, I think they were both about 80,
yeah.
Bought tickets and enjoyed a night at popular London nightclub Fabric. And at first, when they were spotted, the DJ thought that they were there accidentally. But it transpired they'd actually planned their trip around this night in Fabric, and they stayed there till 5 a.m, dancing away. The club were very nice to them; they gave them a free bar and access to the VIP area.
It is interesting, this, isn't it? Because if you are a clubber and you frequent the area, I'll admit I am not one. Because I'm too old, yet I'm not 80, but they still enjoy it. And I agree, I like that.
Yeah.
And yet the fact they came to London but bought tickets specifically, because everyone thought they'd come in there by accident, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
No, this was a deliberately planned move.
So there are photographs of this 80-year-old couple enjoying the dancing at the Fabric. What sort of music would they play down the Fabric?
It was techno music.
Yeah, very electro down there, yeah.
They were big fans of and deliberately came for the techno rave.
Right.
Shamefully, on my part, the last time I was in Fabric with a group of about 5 people, we decided after about 20 minutes that it wasn't for us, and we moved on, because we were too old for it.
Yeah.
And also, Fabric has a special place in my heart, because it was the place I went to after my last GCSE exam. When I was only 16.
No, obviously. Not that they do that at all.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
You were the one breaking the law there.
I was breaking the law, and I learnt my lesson never to ever go out again under the age of 18.
It's funny that they have a sort of lower age limit, but not an upper one.
Yeah.
You know, because, let's be honest, most clubs, which I remember from my youth, they let in the beautiful people, don't they?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, we're full. If you because you don't look right. I mean, they're not going to let Dave in. I mean, look at him.
He's never been into a club.
Dave looks like some sort of explosion in a Build-A-Bear workshop that's been particularly designed to make fuzzy bears.
With glasses.
That don't suit him. So what I'm saying is they're not going to let him in.
No.
But what they do is that the pensioners in... because they think that... I mean, that's interesting in itself, because, presumably they think, if we go after the pensioner rave market, I don't know, is there one?
The silver dollar is something that the nightclub industry hasn't really tapped into.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
The name of the night that they attended is excellent. It's called Wet Yourself. So you can see what they were Googling at the time. You can... That sort of... That's the link there. So, how they found out about
it. Now we see. So basically, they're Googling the kind of pants that old people have to wear when they can't quite make it to the toilet, and that came up, and they thought, Well, ooh, we'll have a bit of that.
£77.
That's cheaper than a packet of tenner knickers. We'll have a bit of that, and that's what happened. I think it's a PR stunt, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
It's absolute nonsense. I think what's happened is they've just hired a couple of pensioners, put them in the club, taken a photo, and knew it would make the news, which it has.
Good
and
idea.
We've fallen into their stupid trap. However, it is, you're right.
And it's Sully Made Fabric, which was kind of a hard, raving nightclub into like a family-friendly destination.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Vegas went from, you know, being all seedy and underworld to now being somewhere the whole family go to enjoy a couple
They should
of
turn
weeks.
Fabric into a soft play centre.
Yeah.
And invite children in.
Yeah.
Like you were when you went.
Yeah. Well, the first time I went to Fabric, it blew my mind because there was mixed toilets. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is nuts. I'm going to the same toilet area as a woman. Like,
what's I hope
going
you didn't
on?
Go
yeah, in the same cubicle as a woman.
No.
I mean, that's just weird. Yeah. I mean, what's the etiquette there?
Exactly.
Do they have to sit slightly forward to go while you wee down the back?
I don't.
There is a club in London. Now, where's this? Oh, I went, again, back in the day,
yeah.
I went to a club in London where... The gents' toilet, but they were separate. But the gents are weeing up a mirror, right? And so the urinal is a walled mirror, but it's a two-way mirror into the ladies. So the ladies go in the toilet and just watch the men weeing up their wall.
No.
Through the yes,
that must be illegal.
And that's a gimmick.
I think I've been
there. That's not a gimmick. That's a perversion.
It would be legal. This is weird. It would be legal if it was the other way around, wouldn't it? Because imagine if, right? Imagine this, and do imagine it in your own head, right? That the gents' toilet was underneath the ladies' toilet.
But
gents could look up and see the ladies. Weeing, right? Because their toilet's emptied into the gents. Right? That would be illegal. But it turns out it's all right for men to have a wee up a urinal that's a one-way mirror, two-way mirror, to the one-way that way, two-way that way, to the ladies' toilet so they can see the men's winkies.
You'd be gutted if you went to one of those and then there was two pensioners on the other side.
Some people wouldn't be gutted. Some people would pay extra for that. You say you went to that one?
Was it? Can I name the place where I think it might be? Or was it the Crazy Bear?
It might be, yeah.
Because they've got a crazy toilet in there. It's like a wall of mirrors, and I got lost in there because I couldn't find the door, and I was stuck there for about 10 minutes. I had to wait for someone else to come in to be like, oh right, that's how you get out.
I don't know that that's the urinally one, but no. I know it is a mirrored one.
But that has a crazy wall of mirrors, and I think you can look into the female toilets, but I'm not sure.
I think
you can see where they're washing their hands.
I think you confused this with a dream you've had.
Maybe. Or maybe they can... Yeah, well, crazy toilets.
Moving on.
I never really understand when papers do this. On page 22 and 23 of the Daily Mail, there's just a big double spread of women wearing clothes.
Well...
can I read you the headline?
Please.
Does anyone look stylish in Stella McCartney's clothes? ?
Yeah.
And that's
then
it.
They've literally used that to fill... two pages with women wearing clothes.
Yeah. And I don't know. Are they assuming that whoever reads their papers, the good people who read the Daily Mail, or maybe the not so good people who read the Daily Mail, are good fashion judges, style judges?
Well, it is classic space filling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, much like this feature.
Yeah.
it's just got a... Because, you know, you're leafing through the newspaper.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of thing. You know, it's a regular sort of trope. It's when you get that, you know, the newspaper people love the exam time, don't they? We were talking to Ellie earlier, who's just finished her degree. But on her graduation, you know that if she's out and about on a sunny day, she will be pictured by the tabloids jumping in the air, you know, holding her...
Results.
Because that's what they do. You know, oh, it's always the ladies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holding their results.
You never get, you know, a slightly obese brown guy like me in the papers waving results.
Yeah, but it should change, couldn't it? Because that is diversity.
That is, yeah.
Maybe there should be themed...
That's what Lenny wants.
Themed toilets in nightclubs where slightly overweight brown people, right, just hold their degrees aloft while people urinate in front of them.
Yeah.
And that is a themed nightclub worth waiting for.
That is. I'd be well happy to go there. The problem is, though, is I wouldn't stand out, because my thing is that I stand out when I go to a nightclub. There's not any other people who look like me.
Oh.
There's loads of other people who look like me. Then, like, my thing's lost, isn't it?
Well, your thing wouldn't be lost. It would be seen by the ladies.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my third story?
Please do.
Because it's a diversity story. Nigel Farage has basically, I don't really get this, according to the Daily Mirror, he's upset about the Labour Party letting in more people when they were in power because it's rubbing everyone's faces into diversity. Presumably, by rubbing everyone's faces into it, it means it's annoying racists.
Sorry, explain that again.
Nigel Farage took part in a debate yesterday.
Yes.
And he basically got a bit upset that there's so much, or he suggested that some people get upset that there's so much diversity in the country, and he blames that on the Labour Party.
I see.
But I take that to be like, well, you can only ever get, presumably, normal people. Not saying that if you're racist, you're not normal, but if you're not racist, then you wouldn't be upset by that, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
So Nigel Farage is basically saying that diversity has made racist people upset.
And that's why politics is complicated.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd explain this to me.
I literally can't.
Sorry. Yeah, that's my diversity paper review.
Mark, thank you so much for that diversity paper review. There will, of course, be another one with a different diversity tomorrow because, well, just to annoy Nigel Farage, really. It's 3:30, it's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn has promised to oppose the government's plans to scrap the Human Rights Act. As expected, the Queen's speech outlined proposals for a British Bill of Rights. The Labour leader has just criticised the plans in the Commons.
Whether you're actually in or out of the EU, the main obstacle holding back the people of this country is not the EU, but that Conservative government. A Conservative government that is displaying a very worrying authoritarian streak.
Plans to reform prisons, tackle extremism and speeding up adoptions have also been included. A community leader in Nigeria says the first of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by the militant group Boko Haram 2 years ago has been found alive. More than 100 of the girls are still being held. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus, which can cause birth defects in babies, is expected to spread to parts of Europe this summer. It says the majority of Mediterranean countries and islands have a moderate risk because they have a species of insect which carries the virus. A woman known as Jihadi Princess on Twitter has been jailed for 4.5 years for spreading terrorist propaganda. Anti-terror police say 32-year-old Zafreen Kadam from Sheffield openly supported the Islamic State group and may have been planning on travelling to Syria. There's going to be increased security at the Chelsea Flower Show after the terror attacks in Paris and Brussels. Organisers say there'll be more police officers and dogs will be patrolling next week's event, which is a favourite of the royal families. And Benidorm actor Tim Healy has been written out of the current series while he recovers from illness. The 64-year-old was flown home at the weekend after being admitted to hospital almost a month ago during filming in Spain. The weather, patchy light rain for Scotland this evening. Scattered heavy showers across England and Wales will ease and clear southwards.
Sorry, Victoria,
I was out of the room. Lows of 10 degrees.
Out there, have you done the weather yet?
I was just partway through doing it when you rudely interrupted.
Carry on, sorry.
Should I?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to bother?
Yeah. People tune in for just your weather. That's why they tune.
Yeah, we've had lots of tweets about that.
That's probably not true.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're lying.
No.
It should be called Victoria's News then.
Are you suggesting my news is full of lies? I think that's what you're doing.
What's the rest of the weather?
Tomorrow,
never mind. It's 3:33. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. You know, we were talking about the state opening of Parliament earlier.
Yeah.
Where Her Majesty the Queen, of course, has been speaking. Black Rod has banged on the door, as is traditional. And people watch this on television. I saw a bit of it. The pomp and the ceremony of the state opening of Parliament. Now, the problem with it is that while people watch it, they don't really know the traditions behind it or why it is still done. It's a very British thing, isn't it? So we're bringing you facts this afternoon about the state opening of Parliament. You can, if you know things about it, why not help others? We like to help on this programme. That's the point of it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Facts about the state opening of Parliament, please. The Queen's speech isn't actually written by the Queen. Instead, it's written by a popular contemporary author. The 50 Shades of Grey author, E.L. James, wrote the speech last year. Of course, you remember the Queen's speech last year. It received a record number of complaints due to its risque content. Can you remember? Because it was about... the Queen began, didn't she? But then it was mainly about handcuffs. And
As was this year's, with the penal reform and stuff.
You can't say the word penal on the radio. What the hell are you thinking? So it was about handcuffs and sex rooms, wasn't it? The Queen announced
the Red Room.
Is that what it's called? Wasn't that a horse?
The Red Room. Yeah, it depends where you're from.
Okay,
and the specific accent is
okay. Good. But is this, and this was the controversy, and I think I'm right in saying this, I remember this being in the news at the time, was that the Queen was having a red room, a sex room for herself and Prince Philip, installed at Buckingham Palace, but using our money, the taxpayers' money. I mean, we've paid for the Queen's sex room, right? And this is why it was controversial, because, and she said she wanted to have a, I mean, 50 Shades of Grey, I haven't read it or anything, but I think, you know, they're in the room, there's like a display cabinet, full of, let's call it bottom equipment. And and so on. And so on. Some of them are so on. Some are strap on, some are so on. And the Queen seamstress sews them on to Her Majesty the Queen. And you know in... You know, in 50 Shades of Grey, there's a...
I think we should have just left the state opening of Parliament.
You know, there's, Christian Grey's got the trays full of the equipment, hasn't he? Well, the Queen's room at Buckingham Palace. She's got that, but she's had the crown jewels moved there from the Tower of London to use in the sex play. With Prince Philip. So all I'm saying is that I'm going to be beheaded. Right. It's time to give away some meat in the game of Dead or then, would you like to win some meat? Here's your chance, because in the next 20 minutes we'll be giving some away. You can choose from, and I know people listening to this still don't believe this, we genuinely give away meat and you can win it, or if you're a vegetarian one, a box of organic veg, all available as prizes. If you'd like to, today is a game of Dead or Alive. We've got a list of things that are dead or alive. All you have to do is tell me which is dead and which is alive. That's it. And then you win meat of your choice, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Get in touch right now. We will call you back. I reiterate, we will call you back. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the number to text. You put the word dead on it as well. And then your own name. which is weird and morbid, I realise. But anyway, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then the word
then
dead.
The word dead. Then your name.
And we will call you back. Someone picked entirely at random to play for the meet in a game of dead or alive next on Talk Radio. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk, then your dead. Name, and then your name. Dead.
Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said, if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim with Stan and Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11. That's HURRY to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stan and Fisher while there's still time.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To West Sussex's problems on the A27 Arundel bypass. It's partially blocked both ways near the Causeway roundabout. There's been an accident on the railway bridge there near to the station. Surrey's A3 in Milford is struggling north on the bypass. There's a lane out because of an accident. Problems for the A34 around the M40 at Junction 9. There's queues towards the motorway junction. There's been a motor vehicle accident and one lane's closed. And still very slow for the southbound M5 in Worcestershire after earlier problems near Junction 5 for Droitwich and Wychbold. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is the Talk Radio. Look, it's coming to 4 o'clock. There will be Sam Delaney at 4 o'clock, but before that, we must give away some meat, and we must do it, as you know, in a game that we call Dead Right then, on the telephone, I imagine there's someone raring to play. Okay, Ginger producer Dave, who's on the telephone? What's his name? Or her name?
John, it's Steve.
Steve? Yeah?
Yep.
And where's Steve from?
Stevenage. Right.
Really?
I mean, that. I mean, what are the chances? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was holding out for someone called Dave from Daventry.
I hope he has a funny voice.
It's Steve. He's on the telephone. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
He has got a, right. He's got a funny voice. Very well, thank you. What's it like being named after your hometown?
Well, that's why I moved here, mate. You know, I thought my name's not Mr. Rage, but it is Steve. But, you know, you just have to go with the flow, don't you?
You do have to go. It'd be so good, though, if your name was, yeah, Stevenage, and you'd move there. What do you do in Stevenage? Tell me you're a stevedore. Tell me that.
Well, as little as possible, really. I work for myself, and on a sunny day like today, I'd rather be down the pub. But since it's not sunny, I'm in here listening to you. But
that's the correct answer.
I work in transport. That's what I work.
Oh, you work in transport? Oh, okay. Well, yes, sir. What kind of transport?
We move shipping containers around, you know, then big ugly sort of steel things that you put things in. Yeah, that's what we do. We ship them around the world.
I'll be honest with you, Steve. I am fascinated by that because, you know, we've seen the big ship come into Southampton. But, you know, whenever you are down in Liverpool, Southampton, I know our shipping industry is dwindling, but... whenever you see the size of those container ships, Steve.
They're amazing. They are amazing. 16,000 containers, some of them hold, the Marco Polo. So that's quite a lot. You get a few bedroom houses. But you know what it did do, all this containerisation, John?
What did it do, Steve?
It put all the Steve doors out of business.
There you go, you see. Steve door. I was right about the... I don't just throw this show together, you know.
That happened to my mate,
yeah,
Steve Dorr.
Yeah,
all comes together, doesn't it? All comes together.
Yeah. Listen, Steve. Here's the thing, right? You can win some meat right now. It could have come from anywhere around the world, and you'd be happy with that. I realise, but you can win. I mean, are you a vegetarian, first of all?
I do like eating vegetarians, especially lamb.
Good answer. What meat would you like to win? Is it the lamb?
Lamb, yeah, I'd love it.
He's going for the lamb. He's going for the lamb. It's a strong meat. Right, it's game of dead or alive. I've got a list of things that are either dead or alive. All you got to do is tell me whether they're dead or alive. Is that clear, Steve?
Yes, sir, yes.
In that case, here we go.
Right on.
So, dead or alive? Who's keeping score, by the way? Producer Dave.
Dave Cribb.
My dad's sister, dead or alive? My dad's sister.
Your dad's sister, I reckon, alive.
Ah, trick question. He was an only child.
That's cheating.
I didn't say I wouldn't do that. Dead or alive, the persistent wasp that got into my bedroom this morning.
Wasps, is it the time of year for them?
Getting there.
I'd say alive.
No, dead. It was you're right, it was slightly out of seasonal context, but there was a wasp. It met its end, I'll be honest.
It deserved to.
Yes. I got it with, and I'm going to be specific, I got it with the book In Plain Sight, The Life and Lies of Jimmy Savile by the journalist Dan Davis.
And that's a big book.
It is a big and important book. And in many ways, useful to kill a wasp. And I think that's what Jimmy Savile would have wanted.
I think that's all it's good for, by the sound of it, but there we are.
Producer Dave's rabbit, Roger. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Presumed dead. I'm right, Dave, aren't I? Led a long and happy life. Back when you were a child. You know, it spent happy days trying to hump the guinea pig. But Dave, I'm right as well, aren't I? One day you accidentally left the door open.
Yeah.
And Roger was never seen again. And that was, what, 20 years ago or something?
17 years ago.
So presumed dead.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Dead. Dead or alive, the recipe section of the BBC website.
Well, it will be dead, so I'm going to say dead.
Well, you know what? I'm going to... yesterday, it was dead, but now the BBC have done a climb down because 90,000 people have signed a petition claiming that they want it to stay. So they're keeping it, but they're moving it over to the BBC Good Food website. So it's technically alive. I'm going to give you half a point for that, Roger.
Oh, half a point. I know. I'm hanging on in there, aren't I, really?
Not really. Dead or alive, the soul of anyone who drinks in a Wetherspoons at breakfast time, and I'm talking about Cornelius.
Dead. Definitely dead.
Very much so.
Yeah, whatever.
Dead or alive, the hills...
Which hills? The Chiltern Hills?
No clues. The hills.
The hills.
Dead or alive, the hills.
Well, they've got to be dead. They don't. They've never lived, have they? Dead.
Well, no, because this is the hills that are in the film The Sound of Music. And, and the hills are alive, aren't they, with The Sound of Music, so...
Well, I prefer Mary Poppins.
Dead or alive, Cornelius's liver after last night's commercial radio awards.
Well, I can imagine it's taken a bit of a beating, but yeah. I'll have to say that it has to live. It has to be alive.
Cornelius?
It's dead and I'm never drinking again.
He said, sipping from a cup of old speckled hen. He's genuinely doing that in order to try and feel better. The dead, it's a music question. Dead or alive, the man walking, according to David Bowie. The man walking, according to David Bowie.
Alive.
Let's find out. It was a dead man walk. It's a dead man walking, wasn't it? Dead man.
Doing well, aren't I? I've got half a point, haven't I?
Well, I don't know. Let's go to producer Dave's got the scores, but he's got to He's got to check the system.
Yeah.
So bear with us. Bear with us there, Steve, while we check the system. Okay. Have you got Dave? Dave's just checking the system.
It's quite
slow system. Dave, just bear with.
I'm Dave, he's Steve.
Steve, I mean. Oh, that's like that's the noise of one of your ships there, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. It's tension, I can feel it. Tension building.
Just checking the system. It's a very slow system.
A little brown. System's ready, John.
Is it? The system is ready.
Steve from Stevenage.
Yeah. Is now what we're looking for.
Yep.
Is enough points for Steve to win some lamb.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how many points he got first.
Ah, how many points did he get?
He's got 3.5 points.
3.5 points, Steve.
I've checked that against the lamb index.
But hang on. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Just wait. We're not there yet. Can you check the lamb index?
It's got to be a sausage, surely.
It's what, sorry?
It's got to be a sausage for 3.5 points.
I don't know yet, mate. We've got to check the lamb index. It's quite a slow index.
You like Cornelius?
Is that you, Cornelius?
Checking the lamb. It's a slow index. Just checking the lamb. Go on.
Index is ready, John.
Yep. Is it? Did he win? Did he win the sheep? Did he win? Did he win the sheep?
John.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Has won some lamb.
Won the lamb! Oh! Congratulations, Steve from Stevenage. Couldn't hear a word of that, but that's fine. Steve, well done. You've very much won some lamb in a game of dead or alive on Talk Radio, which is what this is that you're listening to. Okay, 7 minutes to 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday. Hello, thanks. It's Wednesday. State's opening of Parliament today, of course. And we have some... we're looking at the facts and the history behind the state opening of Parliament. For instance, the MP for Bolsover, Dennis Skinner, is known for cracking jokes during the ceremony in a section, which has become somewhat of a tradition amongst the diehard fans of the opening of Parliament. These jokes have become so popular in recent years that Dennis Skinner MP is in fact embarking on an arena tour later this year to perform his little jokes in front of a live audience. Cornelius, have you got some state opening of Parliament facts?
Yes,
there?
Unless you've already read this one from Nigel. After the speech, members of both the House of Commons and both the House of Lords.
You can't read, can you?
Amazing, I cannot read.
It's a masterclass.
Car crash.
I know.
So both houses, they both discuss and debate the government's policies and agenda for 5 days straight, with no breaks during those 5 days. These debates are known to break down, usually due to lack of sleep.
Much like yourself, it seems.
And it is not unusual for these meetings to quickly turn into slumber parties. Large amounts of pizza...
Why did you choose the longest one to read?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'll choose a different one.
No, really,
don't let him do it now. Nah,
once the Queen arrives at Parliament, of course, she enters through the Sovereign's entrance, where she's then led towards a special preparation room. In this room, the Queen is put into temporary cryogenic sleep, and special royal mechanics conduct all of the necessary tests on Her Majesty, checking her oil levels and making sure her exhaust is working properly once these tests are completed. The Queen is then handed her certificate and is sent off to read her speech. Facts about the state opening of Parliament this afternoon, 8722.
Start a message with anyone you'd like, because we're going off in about 2 minutes.
Fine. Sam Delaney's here. He's on at 4 o'clock. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, not bad. All
listen to this. So last night, right, we went to the Commercial Radio Awards.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fair to say that Cornelius here, I mean, look at him.
Oh, no.
Right. At one in the morning, he was insensible with the demon drink. Oh. But we played this out earlier, but I know you haven't heard it, and I want you to hear it.
Okay.
Right? So what happened was, I went back to my dressing room backstage.
Yeah.
Because I was hosting the thing. And, by the way, I had the smallest dressing room. Jack Savaretti and BB Diamond, much bigger dressing room.
Fleur East.
Anyway, so I went back to my dressing room to get my bag, to go away, only to find Cornelius slumped in my chair in the dressing room with producer Dave chatting to him, but brilliantly recording the conversation.
Ah, beautiful.
So a very, very drunk Cornelius, recorded by producer Dave last night. Have a listen to this.
You having a good night?
Yes.
What's been your favourite thing about the night?
The event.
Which event?
The most recent one.
And what was your favourite thing about the event?
It's hard to say, really.
What are you going to do now?
Probably join a Swarovski tribute band.
What would they do?
They tell me what they want, what they really, really want. Disco.
Like a disco?
Yes.
What sort of disco?
The one you're looking for.
What was that?
Was that the first time you'd ever drank alcohol?
I have to say,
you developed a taste for it now.
It was absolutely.
No, I'm never drinking again.
Absolutely epic.
Yeah, it's great. Were you looking for a disco though, Dave? Because I know often you are.
Only because that's where the students hang out. How's this turned on me? I don't know.
Dave Cribb, disco hunter. Everyone knows that.
I shorten that phrase down to one syllable.
Where's he off to then? Oh, knowing him, he'll be off looking for a disco.
Yeah.
That's what he does after work. Anyway, sounds like a great night. Well done, everyone.
Well done, everyone. What's coming up on the show?
Queen's Speech.
Fine.
What happened in that? Prisons, etc. Yeah. Trident. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Important that we have a nuclear deterrent in a lake.
Perhaps they could combine it with prisons and we only have it at the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, let Trident out from time to time. Just tag it. Something about Liverpool and also something about diversity.
Great.
I thought they'd booked Diversity the Band, but it's actually about, you know, when blacks and whites all live next door to each other. Oh. So we'll be discussing that.
On piano keyboards.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam Delaney's on next. Thank you very much. We were John Holmes in the afternoon on Talk Radio. Back tomorrow, 1 till 4.
Talk Radio. Listen, phone, talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.